Taking the world by force.
98.6.
This is basic civil defense information from the Department of Defense, Office of Civil Defense, Washington. If a nuclear attack ever occurs, go to a public shelter if one is nearby. Or if you have a home shelter, use it. But if regular shelter isn't available, and even if your home has no basement,
you
can still improvise some limited fallout protection in a first floor hall or room away from outer walls and windows. Use doors off their hinges, furniture and appliances, plus stacks of other shielding material, such as trunks or drawers, filled with sand or earth, to make an enclosure large enough to live in for a short time. Some homes without basements have a crawl space between the first floor and the ground. Select the crawl space area under the center of the house and place shielding material around it. On the floor above, place other shielding material to provide additional protection for the shelter space. For more information on how to improvise fallout protection, check with your local civil defense director.
How you doing, man? I'm Carlito, man. Oh, yeah, man. Oh, fuck yeah. With me here is Milkman.
Everybody go home. Get away. It's good to hear your melodious tones, my brother. I can hear that ornery little laugh there behind it all. I know you've got some excellent thing in store for us, man. Let's get it fired up, my brother. How you been doing this week?
I'm ornery.
Ornery.
I'm horny. Yeah, I'm good, man.
He just cracked me up. Chat, man. I've got the coolest retard. You got the coolest retards anywhere, man. I love the chat.
You just cracked me up the way you said I'm horny. You sounded like a leprechaun saying that. Anyway.
I'm
You still have the leprechaun from the
freaking retard. There's something wrong with that milkman clown, too. You know, you're going to have to censor him, man.
God. All right. Well, we got lots of show tonight here for you. Exciting developments in the fields of stem cell research. President Obama passed his new budget list last week. We'll be taking your calls about that. Yeah, man. We're going to be opening up the Republican line and the Democrat line and also the independent line. And the wild card line also. No libertarian line. Sorry, guys. Well, we're going to get to prank calls. That's what we're really going to do. No time for... This isn't political talk time, Milkman. It's prank call show. That's what Nunu's saying right now, I bet you anything.
Oh, man. You're stuttering right now. Look at that. There goes Nunu. He's all fired up.
Mm-hmm. We got lots of numbers coming in from Lonesome Loser and your request to pranks. Be sure to send those over at madhouselive.com. If you're listening to the show and you'd like to watch me sitting here with my thumb up my ass, you can do that over there also. Join the chat room if you're listening and not in the chat room. There's a lot more people listening and watching the show than are chatting. So you can do that. You can join the chat room. That'd be appreciated also. Don't be scared. Don't be shy. You can be anonymous, you know. You can make yourself into anybody you want to be.
Pretending is accepted practice here in the chat, IRC. You know what? It's all fun and games, but we ain't playing no freaking games.
Yeah, you can be an office manager at a medical services company. You can pretend that if you want. You can be that. That's what you can do when you go in there.
The head beacho, for all you know.
The head beacho in charge, the HBIC.
Exactly.
And that's okay, too, you know?
All right.
There's nothing wrong with being the head beacho in charge. You get your pick of the girls, milkman, right?
There you go, buddy. That's right, man. Lead head, man.
You get first pick in all the women in the office. Then that's good.
Ah, da, da, da. Me horny. Me such a horny, horny, horny. This is going to mute.
Oh, man. Milkman is horny.
Hello, we are not available now.
Hello.
Please leave your name and phone number after the beep. We will return your call.
Hey, we are horny for you. We're horny for you, baby. Just calling to leave you a message here that lets you know that we're horny for you. Me and Milkman both. That's not one of those where you can review the message at the end. That's what I wanted to do. Fuck. Fuck shit ass. I was just trying to jump into the prank calls really quick. Lonesome Loser sending in numbers in and around a university campus. I'm not sure which one.
The turds are rolling into the chat. The off went out, and here comes the turds into the chat. Look at that. Money and so the turds. The turds and company.
Okay, whatever you're talking about, man. That's cool.
Look at the bottom of the chat and tell me what you see.
Look at the bottom of the chat.
Big.
Fuck now, self for later. Fuck now, self for later.
Yeah, there you go. He's down bottom. Paint.
Oh.
Take this f***ing retard. That's what it stands for.
Gotcha. All right, cool. Whatever you want to go off on, man.
Yeah, right along.
Here's a Smith & Wesson for sale. Anyway, what I was saying is that Lonesome Loser has sent in numbers in and around a college campus. I forget which one here. I'm not looking at it directly, but he also has webcam links. Purdue University. Purdue. Where's Purdue at? Is that in Pennsylvania? Where is Purdue? I don't know. That's one I don't know. They have a lot of chickens there, right? Chicken.
Yeah, absolutely, man. They got some of the finest chickens, man. Hottest chicks around.
They got chickens there. That's where the Purdue chicken was invented. It was there in Purdue.
Hello?
Yes. See, you've got these guns for sale, this gun machine. You got a Smith & Wesson. Hello?
Hello?
Is this you, little lady, that's selling it, or is it your old man?
It's my husband.
Yeah? Why does he put you on the phone if you're expecting business? Are you crazy? How many chickens can you kill with this Smith & Wesson?
What?
How many chickens can you kill with the Smith & Wesson?
Who is this?
My name is Cross Lopez, and I'm looking to slaughter some chickens for feed. I'm going to feed the cows chicken.
I'm not interested in selling it to you. Don't call me back.
Can I chase around some little ducks that have been going around my house, my property? God damn it.
I said not to call me back, that I was not interested in selling it to you.
Listen, son of a bitch.
Kay?
I'm not going to shoot them. I'm just going to chase them and scare them with the gun. Say, hey, duck. Say, stupid duck.
Can you hear?
Maybe I'll...
I said not call me back, and I'm not interested in selling it to you. Okay?
I'm going to pistol whip a goat. Really, hey,
you're stupid.
I'm not going to shoot him. I'm just going to pistol whip this stupid fuck. All right. I'm stupid.
Tell my cornhead's girlfriend near her mommy.
It would be fun to piss the
world. Who the hell?
It'd be fun to pistol whip a goat in the head with one of those Smith & Wessons. And I want to pistol whip my neighbor's cattle with it, too. And I'm not going to shoot them because that'd be illegal, but I want to hit him over the head with the butt of the gun. Like, hey, you stupid cow. Like, bonk him right in the head. Is it safe to
do
that?
Okay, yeah. I don't really care. I'm not selling the gun. It's not for sale no more.
Yeah, it is. It's here in the internet that it's for sale. It doesn't say that you sold it. God damn it. Why is it that it's not for sale to me? Because I'm colored? Hello?
Yeah, you sound colored.
Is that why you're not selling gun to colored people? Because my last name is...
Why are you calling somebody that has to work 12 hours a day?
Because
at night. What are you calling people this late for?
You didn't tell people what time to call and what not time not to call. Okay?
Okay, it doesn't matter. She done said that the gun wasn't for sale.
Do you have anything else that I could throw?
No, I don't.
Do you have any big rocks?
Why don't you throw your goddamn self off a bridge with a rock tied to you?
Well, I had this
idea. World favor.
Maybe I'll go to my neighbor's house and I'm going to pick up his water fish aquarium, his fish aquarium. I'm going to pick it up and slam it onto the floor so it breaks.
Okay, that would be good. Don't call us back again.
Yeah, you think that'll teach him not to mess with my daughter? His son.
Well, that sounds to me like you need to call the police if he's messing with your daughter.
No, his son is messing with my daughter. They're both of the same age. They're both 16.
Okay, well, that sounds to me like you need to take care of that yourself. That's nothing I can do.
Well, I was over there and I went to take care of it. But then I saw this coyote in his backyard and I pissed my pants and I had to run away. Hello? Yeah. Okay. Well, alright, he's gone. He ain't paying attention. God damn it. Milkman, I saw a coyote and I ran away. Are there even coyotes on the East Coast? I don't think there's any coyotes.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Coyotes are actually making a comeback. They have not been pursued or hunted for quite a while. And I think they actually came up from either New York or Pennsylvania. They're actually seen in Ohio and West Virginia. I've actually seen coyotes.
Well,
I was in the woods, okay, and I was just up here scouting out for my deer, you know, my deer hunting the next season there, and this was like summer, and I'm walking up through the woods, dude, and all of a sudden, man, I hear this, like, what the fuck, like, growling sound, and it was like, in this big, like, you know, like, really dense, like, vegetated area, and I was like, what the fuck is that? Me and my buddy were walking up through there, and I said, geez, have you heard that, man? And he gave me the look, so we walked on, man, and he told me, he said, there's a little den of coyotes up there, and that was probably them in there fussing, either because we got close to them, or, you know, they're fussing the mom and the baby. So coyotes are there, and if you ever see one, I saw a stuffed one, a guy had shot one in West Virginia just before I left. Back about like 99 2000, something like that. Fucking teeth on them things are like about an inch long, man. They're freaking huge. They're like a shark tooth attached to an oversized dog head.
Who went in a fight, a coyote or a wolf?
Without a doubt, it would have to be a wolf, man, because a wolf is much bigger. Coyotes are probably about the size of like big collies or somewhere in that range. Mm. A wolf, dude, gets up there, you know, a few hundred pounds. Man, wolf are pretty damn big.
All right, what about a crocodile and a coyote?
Crocodile and a coyote? Are you talking in the water or out of the water?
That's a good one. That's a good question. What about, well, in the out of the water?
Water advantage is always crocodile. Yeah. Out of the water, I'd still say crocodile, if he could get a hold of a coyote, would win. Because, like, dude, like, you know, if he gets a hold of that son of a gun, he's going to run and drag him straight in the water anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Very good point. Yeah. Yeah, I like that. All right. Here's Caitlin, who wants to ride a horse.
I love you, man. You're the best. There, Mono.
Enjoying talking about coyotes. You know, it's something you don't talk about. I thought they were just a California problem. You hear about them in California all the time.
Hello?
Yeah, you wanted to ride a horse.
Do what?
You want to ride a horse now, is it?
No.
You looking for a horse that's rideable under $250? A horse machine?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any experience with horses, the horse machine, or are you new to this?
I have two horses.
Okay, what are their names?
What?
What are their names?
Starlight and Splash Bar.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. That's nice. Well, we have a black horse named Nigra, and we also have a white horse named Arturo.
Okay.
We have a Lippin's Honor also. The Lippin's Honor is $249. It comes with all his papers and shots. He's been fisted properly a few times. He's fist. He's fist friendly. He's been fisted.
Yeah.
And he's not gun shy. I shoot guns around him all the time. I when we feed him, I always shoot a gun straight into the air, or I point a gun with blanks in it at him. And he used to run away in terror, but now he's used to it. I point a gun with blanks and I fire the blanks in his general direction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well?
I don't know. I'll get back to you.
Well, I thought you were serious. Do you have a horse trailer machine to pick up the horse machine?
Do I have a horse trailer to pick them up?
Yeah, a horse trailer machine.
I'm not. No. What are you asking me?
Well, the horse machine goes inside the horse trailer machine. Listen, if you don't want this horse, we're going to just shoot him out back.
No.
I've been trying to sell him for a long time. I'm just going to shoot the fucker tonight. So do you want to at least come see him?
No.
I'll give him to your cheaper. He's fisted. Come on, he's fisted.
Just can't.
What do I got to do to get you inside this horse?
Do what?
What do I got to do to get you inside this horse machine? I also have a five-story, it's 5 stories tall. It's this large wooden horse.
I don't know.
The large wooden horse, and one of the legs has a door on it. You can go inside and climb up inside the horse, and you'll be inside the horse. And we can push, you can drive it around. I know.
Are you talking about a horse trailer?
Well, this is more of like a Trojan horse. It's wooden. It's a horse. It's wooden. It's on wheels. And you can push it around. You can drive it around and everything. It's all automated. It runs on steam.
I really don't know what you're talking about.
You can fit about 5 or 6 rednecks inside there. You can put about 5 or 6 rednecks inside this horse. And all you need is you get a nice wood fire going. And you keep adding water and it turns. And you what the fuck am I talking about? A large, giant Trojan horse that's 5 stories tall. She's so stupid.
It is two-legged. It's two-legged, too.
I don't want that. What are you talking? I don't want that.
Oh, no. Oh, shit.
I don't even know why she's taking so long to fucking try to really.
Hey, is she from Alabama, too? She just sounded like it. Well, right as a damn dead bulb.
Yeah. Matt Hillock's
in the chat. We're still horny.
Laugh track Matt Hillock's in the chat room, supposedly. He pulled a Kobe Bryant on his leg, you know?
I did, like, man, somebody said he really, like, hurt himself, man. I remember the day he hurt himself, but, dude, I didn't realize he really hurt himself, man. Is that right?
Yeah.
Dang. Man, how in the hell did he do that?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, get better, man, Matt. Get better, buddy.
Maybe he was playing basketball or something. I don't know.
Oh, okay. He wasn't wanking too hard, then it just got out of control. Okay, cool.
He was playing basketball in the ghetto, he says.
Oh, okay. He didn't get accidentally fisted, though, by one of the opponents, then.
No, he got off the subway, and these guys said they were playing on their court, and they challenged him. These black guys were playing. These brothers were playing basketball, and they were down one player. And they told the guy he could pick anybody. He could pick anybody he wanted to go up against, and he chose the white guy. Yep. That's what Matt did. Matt tried to slam dunk the basketball, and he came down, and he fell on his leg. Fell, and he snapped it. It sounded like a pencil snapping, like, you know, like that. Yeah. That's what happened, man. Okay, let's see if Lonesome's got any other numbers here. Well, hang on. We've got the webcam.
It's better, Mr. Matt.
I don't know what happened to him. It's something to do with his leg machine, okay? Here's the Lawson Computer Science Building Room 8160. Here we go, man. Let's give them a call. What do you say there, buddy?
Oh, I think they await your melodious tones.
Actually, I don't think that we have the number.
Hello.
What do you say there, big guy? How are you, buddy?
What's up?
How are you, buddy? How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Oh, man. I think I found these blackberries. I didn't find a notebook, but I was walking downtown, and I found these two blackberries within about 10 feet of each other on the road, on the side of the road.
Okay.
I was walking to buy a marijuana, and I was smoking a marijuana cigarette when I was walking. And I don't know if maybe you went by me or something, but they came off probably the top of your car because you left them on your car, these two BlackBerry machines.
Yeah, that would be them.
So, Cal, yeah, what's the unlock code on them so I can unlock the phones?
I actually, the phones belong to somebody that was a friend of mine. And I don't know the unlock code.
Could you I want to get the unlock codes so I can unlock the phones, you know?
I mean, I'm trying to get the phones back.
Yeah, but I want to unlock them first and look in the phone and see what's in there and play around with the apps and maybe just see what kind of text messages and pictures are on there. Any pictures, you know, that they might have taken?
Well, yeah, obviously that's not a possibility.
Well, do they want the BlackBerries back or no?
I want the BlackBerries back, yeah.
What is reward?
What is the reward?
Yeah, what is reward for this, yeah?
Believe it's somewhere like $50 or something like that.
So 100 for both?
I would have to talk to my friend, but could probably do that.
Okay, but can you conference your friend? Can you connect them? Can you do a three-way call?
I cannot.
Then why are you putting it in yourself? What, are they old? Are they elderly? Is that what's going on or what's happening?
I was just the one responsible for it, so I'm trying to recover them for them.
And you guys are good friends?
Personal question.
Well, I'm just curious if you're good friends. That's a nice thing for you to do to help out, you know?
I understand.
Are you employed by them? Are you like their chauffeur and you left them on top?
No, not employed by them.
Okay. All right. Well, is there any way I can reach them or you can reach them at all? Why can't you call them? I don't understand. Don't they want their shit back? I mean,
we definitely want it back. I don't know why it would be a difficult thing to get it back if you have the phones.
Well, I need to talk to them first. I need to get the unlock codes, to unlock the screens on the phones.
Well, he's not going to give you the unlock code, I guarantee you that.
Well, what's the problem? Why not?
That's his personal property.
Yeah, but I found it. I'm giving it back. I just want to unlock it first and look at the phone, look at the text messages.
That's illegal.
No, it's not. No, it's not mail. And you left it on the road.
Illegal, trust me.
You left it on public property, all right?
I understand that, but I could guarantee you that what you're asking is illegal.
So how are you responsible for the phone? Why is it you? What did you do? I don't understand that part of the story.
Like I said, that's a personal question.
Are you part of a sexual threesome with them?
That is a ridiculous assumption.
Well, that's the only thing I could think. You're part of the threesome between them, and you were supposed to watch the phones, and you didn't. Is that what happened?
Not even close.
Is it two girls or two guys?
No.
Two guys?
There's nothing interesting on the phone that you would want to see anyways.
Yeah, but are they two guys? It's two guys, right? Two guys' phone? Are they a gay couple and you're not supposed to tell anybody?
Nothing along those lines.
Okay. Are they bisexual?
Are you interested in returning the phones or are you not interested in returning the phones?
I'm interested, yeah, but we need to get the unlock code, you know?
That's not going to happen.
All right. Then I'm keeping the phone.
All right, well,
I'm meeting an orange.
See why you'd want to be difficult.
I'm meeting an orange right now.
That's good.
That's really good. The seedless, you know?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So.
It's juicy. So what? What happened? What are we talking about?
I mean, I'm just, either you're interested in returning the phone or you're not. You gotta make that decision.
I'm interested. I mean, anything's possible. I'm gonna keep trying to unlock the phone. I'll let you know.
If I
give up on unlocking the phone, then I'll call you back and I'll get it to you guys. Or you can call me back and give me the unlock code and I'll give it back to you.
Why would you do realize that is illegal, correct?
It's not. There's no law.
I mean, I know you don't care, but
it's not. How is it illegal? How is it illegal? I don't understand.
Because it's personal property and it's private information.
But it's lost. It's not like I'm stealing it. I can
If you went through and read the information, I can guarantee you, or, you know, went through and read personal text messages or looked at personal pictures, I can guarantee you that would be illegal.
I don't think so, because what if it didn't have a lock on it? I could still look at it and everything.
You'd be able to look into it, and that would be illegal.
Finders keepers.
What's that?
Finders keepers. That's what I would say to that. It's finders keepers.
Do you not have a conscience, or?
Yeah, I'm giving it back.
I don't seem to want to give it back, and you haven't tried to contact anybody or anything like that.
All I'm asking for is the unlock code, then I give it back. You see? It's a conditional give it back.
Are you not interested in the reward?
No, actually. Well, it depends what I find on the phone, you know? If there's anything of value, you know? Fucking oranges are delicious, man. So what's it gonna be? Do you not want these phones back?
I mean, not with what you requested.
Well, connect those guys. Come on. Connect the couple, the people that own the phone. Call one of them now. Let me hear them. Then I give it back.
I'm just not sure I want to connect them with you because you've been kind of difficult with me. I'll talk to them and see what he thinks.
Maybe they should make that determination themselves if it's there. Come on.
I'll see what I do.
Look, I'm just asking to give me a chance so I can give them their stuff back. You want them to get their stuff back, right? Connect them on the phone. And let me talk to them.
I just don't see why you want to make this difficult, all pretty simple thing. You found something and asking you to do the right thing and return it.
Do you want
to
get the phones back?
It's a pretty easy moral decision. Either do you want to return them to the rightful owner?
Do you want to get the phones back? I'm asking you a question. Do you want to get the phones back? Tell me yes or no.
Is that a serious question? Because
yes.
Do you think no? Oh no! Obviously, I want to get the phones back.
Okay, so then yes. All right, so then all you got to do, man, is call one of them and make a three-way call now and connect them. And I'm just gonna ask them something real quick, and then I'll tell you where to meet me. You know, we'll meet in public in a public place.
What are you going to tell them? What do you need to tell them?
That's private information.
I guarantee you he's not going to give you any code to unlock a phone.
I'm not. I promise. I'm just going to tell him something important about this phone. That's it. But it's private, and you talk to the person.
And you're telling me you did not find his notebook, just the phones?
Just two phones, yeah. There's no notebook here, no.
All right.
Come on, I'll wait. Call him. I'll wait.
I have no way to call him while I'm on the phone with you.
I thought you had three-way phone.
I don't.
What kind of phone you got?
Personal question.
Will you have iPhone, Android? Well, I have Android. I have an Android phone. I'll tell you what I got. I have an Android phone.
Well, that's good. Android's the way to go.
Come on, man. What kind
of... I can't connect you to a three-way call.
So you have...
You're probably calling me from Skype anyway, I assume, so...
No.
Especially can't do it through Skype.
Well... Forget it then. I don't know.
I've tried to do that before. I mean, if you want to call me back tomorrow, then I could give you the guy's number if you want to talk to him personally.
You want to give me the number now and I call?
I mean, I can't give you the number in the second. He's probably sleeping right now.
Oh, forget it then. Right, then I'm going to keep the phones then. You're so difficult. I'm keeping the BlackBerry machine. That's it.
I mean...
Forget it. No, forget it. You don't want to work with me, so no.
All right. I mean, obviously, I said that's your moral decision. If that's
okay,
what you want to do.
Okay, all right, bye. Anyway, that was all for nothing. I just really wanted to talk to the owner.
To apologize to me. Matter of fact, I want you to bring
him in. He was weak.
All I worked for nothing.
That dude was weak, man. Yeah, he, you know, we could have actually had, you know, a good time there, and he was obscuring all of that. So, you know what?
Oh, it's a good moral thing to return and take a shit inside the microwave and turn it on. It's good moral. Good moral.
Okay. take a shit inside the microwave. Right on, man.
And turn it on.
Yeah. It's good morals, man.
Good bowels.
Absolutely. Hellacious bowel movements, man. I'll buy a bowel.
Massive bowel movement.
A for 300.
Massive bowel movement in the kitchen.
Hello?
Yeah, you have this 79 Suzuki GS1000 tour bike. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you have the Suzuki?
No, you just called me about the phones.
I thought you had a Suzuki.
Don't have a Suzuki.
Oh, did you want to give me the unlock code yet?
I'm not even sure that you... that you have the phones, or that there is an unlock code in the first place.
No, there is definitely an unlock code. Why, did you talk to the guy already?
I haven't talked to him, because I told you he's probably sleeping.
Why are you acting so, you know, like you got your nose in the air when you're talking to me? I'm calling him right now.
You're calling who?
I'm calling him. You refused to connect him for me, so I'm going to have to call him myself. You're a real asshole, you know that?
I'm not an asshole, I'm just trying to make this simple.
Well, I'm trying to make it simple, too. You put the owner of the phones, when I tell you to put the owner of the phones on the phone. You don't tell me what you can and can't do. You got a lot of excuses.
You're calling.
Not answering. It's your fault that you didn't, you know, keep track of the phones. It's your fault they got lost. That's why you're putting in requests to get the phones back. And now you're trying to be, you know, nasty with me and rude with me. Stuck up. That's not cool.
I'm not trying to be like that by any means. I'm just trying to make things simple.
Well, I'm trying to tell you I want to get these phones back to the people that own them, but I need those damn unlock codes first, you know? I got to unlock the phone and look in there. I won't do anything.
That doesn't make sense.
I've never had a phone like this. I'm going on a date and I want the girl to be impressed. I want her to see I got BlackBerry, you know? Because all I have now is like a flip phone.
I can guarantee you could buy a phone with whatever reward we're going to give you for getting the phone back.
My contract isn't up for like another year and a half.
Buy a refurbished phone off eBay. They're pretty cheap.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
But then they charge me, you know, that fee, that early termination fee, right, to put the new phone on it?
No, they don't. Not if you just activate a new phone on it.
Maybe I'll just sell this phone. How much do you think I can get for BlackBerry on the internet? Well?
Hello?
Yeah, how much do you think I can get for a BlackBerry on the internet?
Don't know.
How much would you pay for it? More than $50 each?
Obviously not who are you calling?
I'm trying to call them and let them know. Look, I want to...
So why did you want me to contact them if you have their number?
This guy Lysol wants to buy them. You understand? There's this dude Lysol. And he wants
Hello?
To... Yeah, yes, and I've got the guy on the line here about the female pit bull you're looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah, he won't give me the code, the unlock code, to unlock them, though.
Oh.
Yeah, do you know do you know how to unlock them?
Not really. What are you trying to unlock?
The cage where the pit bull, female pit bull puppy's in. Listen, if I don't get the unlock code, I'm going to throw the cage into the fucking river.
Who else is on the phone?
That's Michelle. Hey, Michelle.
Huh?
Hey, Michelle, what's up?
You have nothing much.
Yeah, I got this guy on the line. He doesn't want to give me the unlock codes for the BlackBerries.
The BlackBerries?
Yeah, but I told him I need a female pit bull puppy.
Oh.
Is that what you want?
Yeah, I'm looking for one, but...
Oh, okay. How about you get behind the wheel of a golf cart and drive it into a pond? Why don't you do that?
Is that a pint call? You mean to tell them not to talk back?
Hey. Hello? Oh. Hey, man, would you give me the unlock code yet?
I'm not giving you an unlock code. Do you want to sell the phones? Is that the reason you want to return them?
I don't want to. I'm just trying to get money for some stuff. I'm looking for, you know, I want to get some pit bulls. A female pit bull and a male pit bull, you know?
I mean, was $100 not enough for you?
Not for the pit bulls, because they're AKC, you know?
Talking about for the phones.
Yeah. Yeah, but I need the unlock codes. I get more money with the unlock codes, you know?
Okay. I don't even know you have the phones.
Well, what, you want to hear them?
Yeah, what kind of BlackBerry is it?
The BlackBerry, I think it says A270.
Okay.
Okay.
Where'd you say you found it at?
It was on the road, on the side of the road. I was walking and
where?
I saw one.
Where?
And I looked a little further and it was on Haines Street.
On Haines Street,
yeah.
Which is...
In Charleston.
Okay.
I found it downtown, yeah.
Gotcha. Do you want more than $100 for the phones? Is that what you're saying? I mean,
unlock codes. I keep telling you, I'll need unlock codes.
Yeah, it would be illegal for me to give you the unlock codes.
Do you know what they are? Now you know what they are. Now you know what they are. I think you know what they are, don't you?
I don't know what they are.
I don't know, something about the way you just said it now. It sounded like you knew what they are.
Rather, if I did or not, I wouldn't.
Well, who are they? Are they just friends? Are they just friends? Is it your parents? Are they old and they don't know how to, you know? I mean, do you have to do other stuff for them? Are they senile?
Nope, I'd be.
I'm sorry,
happy
but the person
you called
has
to talk to them if you want.
Well, give me the number and I'll call them already. You know, we'll figure it out. I'll get the.
I have the number written down. I don't have the number right now.
So you just have it written down. Where is it, in the car? I don't understand.
Maybe.
You just have it written down, but you don't know it? Like, you don't have it written down nearby. You have to go out of your way to get it? It's just, your story is weird, man. It's a really weird story.
It doesn't matter what my story is.
It's just weird, man. And it really...
just return
it, it just really pisses me off, bro. You know? That you just sit, you're sitting there, you're fucking with me now about the phones. The goddamn Blackberries. Hello?
Hello.
Mike, you're looking for the 96 Corolla, the grill front lights and all that? Hello? Mike? Stupid.
Who are you calling? What? You don't have to keep calling people while we're on the phone.
Well, I've got a lot of people. I've got a lot of errands to run today. And you're not helping me out by getting me the numbers I need, which is a stupid unlock code, so I can figure this whole thing out.
You know, I'm trying to just get the phones back, give you money for the phones as a reward because you found them for your, you know, effort, and then
I want to help you. I want to help you get the phones back because of your mistake. It's your mistake. Is it your fault, you said, right?
That's not my fault.
It's not your fault? Then why is it that you said before that you're in charge of getting it all straightened out? It sounds to me like you, it's your fault that they got lost, and now they said, you better find them.
The people whose phone it is do not live in this town and would not be able to, I would have to be the one to get.
Are they Mexican? Are they Spanish? Because I can speak Spanish. I can talk Spanish to them. Would that help out?
Hello?
Are these guys connected? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you have a riding lawnmower for sale?
Yes, I do.
Do you think I could run over two Blackberries and fuck them up really good and shred them really good with it? Would the lawnmower be able to take it, or would it get damaged, you think?
How heavy are they?
What? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, do you think I could run over two Blackberry cell phones with it and mess them up really good, break them, or would it not take it?
Call me back in the morning. I was in bed.
Don't be an asshole. Just answer the question.
Just whoever is on the phone, just hang up on
Yeah, I already hung
guy.
Up. I hung up on him. Look, man, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to find some fun way to destroy these Blackberries, all right? If you don't if you don't start making with the goddamn codes. You start
you
making
just return
with,
the phones and make things easy. Probably be the best bet.
I'm going to start with one. I'm going to break it right here, and you can hear me start. I'm going to take it apart.
That's up to you.
I'm going to take it apart. I got a screwdriver right here. Let me see. I've got all the tools that I need. Listen. You hear that?
All right. Anyways, I'm not going to sit here on the phone with you. Just if you want to return the phones, you know, just call me back.
All right. I'm going to open up Do you think the unlock code is written inside the phone?
I don't think it is, and don't care what you do to the phones. If you don't want to return them, you know, whatever. Appreciate you, I guess, contacting me, making things difficult
for
whatever reason.
Come on, just let me help you out with the phones. I don't want you to get in any more trouble than you already are. Are these people connected? Is that what's going on?
No trouble be gotten on. There's nothing interesting to see on the phones. It's just the fact of the matter that somebody, you know, might have to get their cell phone back.
Everyone takes pictures. You know,
cool. Pictures. I mean, you want to go online. There's plenty of pictures online.
Yeah,
Facebook.
I
don't know what to tell you.
I like seeing amateur pictures. I like amateurs.
If there was something that serious on there that mattered or something, if you want to unlock the phone so you could sell it or whatever, I don't really know what your deal is, but pretty ridiculous. I'm not even sure that you have the phones in the first place.
I totally do. I just put one on the phone for you.
Do you live in Charleston or where do you live?
Charleston.
Okay.
I was walking down, you know, to get some munchy kind of foods, you know.
Do you have a charger for the phone?
I can get one really easy. My friend works at the kiosk. He works at a kiosk in the mall, and they have all the different chargers. And he gets it from China really cheap, $9 each, and he'll give it to me for free. Hello?
Nice.
Hello? Well, yeah, you have a Mossberg for sale?
Yeah, sure.
You think I could set up a cell phone and shoot it with it? Like, shoot a cell phone with it? Is it possible to do that?
Yeah, just Would it mess it up really good?
Do you think it would mess it up, or would it just ding it a little bit? Why did you tell him that for, man?
Because there's no reason for you to be calling people with that shit.
I'm going to fuck up this phone, man, and you don't need to get in the way of this. I'm calling people.
All right. Well,
it's private business.
Nice talking to you. I'm going to get off here. Call me if you ever want to return the phone.
That's private business that you don't need to be getting into about what I'm going to do to these stupid phones. He's finally gone. What a dumb fuck.
Dude, man, how long was he going to hang on?
How long did I have him on for? I called like three people with him on the fucking line.
Do the moral thing. Moral. I'll do the value thing, man. I'll go ahead and shred this since you ain't coming across with enough Adobe. We want Adobo, son.
Yeah. I was just trying to make the fucking guy exciting, you know? He was dry as toast, that fucking guy. I didn't even know how it started out. Oh, no. I kept threatening his Blackberries.
Yeah, well, he kept on going with it. He never really got totally pissed, see, and that's why he kept going. He was trying to convince you like hell.
Come on, give it back, come on, give it back.
And give it back now, you know. $100 isn't enough.
He's sitting there, sir, whoever this is on the phone, hang up, he's
that fag shit. That's what I burped on him real quick. I said, you punk. I don't burp on him.
Asshole. That one lady was like, he's prank calling us. You tell him to stop calling us. Like, that was the one with the pit bulls. That I wanted to unlock. Yeah. All right, well, here's one from Lonesome that says, hello, lovely people. My partner and I are looking for someone to give us a 26-year-old English guy and a 24-year-old South Korean guy. They want to ride from Charleston, where we were just calling, to Atlanta on April 20th. They can't afford the Delta tickets. The bus will take too long. Okay, whatever. So what are you doing, Milkman? How come you're not working tonight? I'm usually out driving.
I'm off. I got off earlier. I worked 14 hours today. And I'm actually supposed to be in bed because I got to be back out, you know, in the morning at 4. So I'll have less than 8 hours.
You do your taxes, Milkman, or do?
Yeah, dude.
You did those, like, second week of January.
Oh, I did them last year, man. I did them already.
I did my taxes today. It's the latest in my life I've ever waited.
Use TurboTax, some shit like that, or Peach or something.
I've never waited until the day before, ever in my life.
What do you
Please
use?
Leave your message for...
I use H&R Block online.
Oh, online. Oh, okay.
The hell is
so you e-file. Well, it costs a little bit more, right?
You pay $30 to e-file, or you can just print and mail it.
Do you also pay for the rapid return?
No, that's a scam. Just wait for your fucking money. Don't pay for no rapid return. They take like 25% out of it.
Please leave your message for...
No answer from the gays. I gotta pee really bad. Anyway, this is the first time in 11 years that I've had to pay. I actually have to pay quite a bit for taxes this year. It sucks, man.
Oh, you messed up on your declarations there. Plus, you're married too, dude. So you should have like kicked some of that marriage shit in there.
I guess so. Hey, I got a pee, Milkman. Gotta go. I gotta
cool,
go.
Cool, man. I got an E. So if we could get one more E, man, what we got? A jug full of piss.
Right now, we just have pay.
All right, dude. Yeah, play a call, man, and go, hurry up and go piss, man, or whip the jug out and just, like, obscure the camera for a moment.
All right, cool. Well, here's a prank call I
was... turn around or just show your banner to the camera and then piss in the jug and get it over with. It'll be over in about 30 seconds.
Yeah, is KDK still sad that you got attacked? I hope he's
dude. I don't. I have not even went and looked on Facebook yet. I think you told me to do this last week or some shit, and I have not. I completely forgot about it. Really, dude, I forgot he got hurt, man.
Yeah, this guy came into his house and went ooh like that. I was like, oh.
Was he on air when it happened, dude? Is there like audio? No. Is there like actual audio anywhere?
That shit didn't happen. Some guy broke into his house and cut him live on the air. No, no. Look, I gotta take a piss. So here's having a fit, which I was thinking about earlier today. Shut up. Let's have a fit. Right on the phone.
Talk to me this small though. Hello. Hello, woman.
Yes.
Yes. Hi. Could you please transfer me to a man?
A man?
Mm-hmm.
Any man?
Just not a woman.
A man operator.
What do they? What do you do there?
I'm the hotel operator.
Uh huh. And then where's the
Huh? Now, who would you like to speak to? A casino host?
Well, I have problems with the casino. The pit boss I'd like to talk to.
Okay, so who would you like to speak to?
I'm making a complaint about the hotel operator.
Okay. Hold on one second.
Okay. Thank you. Making a complaint about the hotel operator.
Indulge yourself with a mouth-watering menu at River Buffet. You'll enjoy your meal.
Thank you for holding. This is Kelly. How can I help?
Listen. I asked to speak specifically to a man at the beginning of my conversations to your organization.
Okay, can I get what room you're in?
No, I want to speak to, I only give that information to a man.
Okay, well, the only manager available is myself, and I'm a woman.
Well, who's the highest ranking gentleman there?
There isn't one on duty tonight. That would be myself.
How long have you been working for the company? I mean, I want to work with this, you know, woman like that. Yeah, I don't
Sorry?
Know. I mean, if you don't know what's going on, like, you don't know how to handle situations and stuff, it's better to talk to a man.
Okay, I'm just as capable of handling any situation that any man is capable of.
That's nice, honey, that's so nice. Okay, honey, that's nice.
Doug, this is Dolores at your service.
Hey, big Dolores.
Yes, how are you?
What do you say there, tits? Hey, can you get me through to Kelly? Is her name Kelly, the polite white manager girl?
Hold on.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
Listen, remember when I told you that I didn't want to talk to a woman, not that I wanted to talk to a man?
Yeah.
Well, how come I ended up talking to a woman again?
I don't know.
Who's the man? Who's the manager? You are, tell me, I like you, Dolores. We're okay, all right?
I wasn't listening. I was making pee-pee. Milkman, did I have a fit yet or no?
Not yet, no. It's still in the calm phase, but it's getting warmed up. The pen is starting to go up.
That's my favorite part where you have a, you know, when he has a fit, he goes, phew.
Listen, this isn't fair.
Excuse me?
This isn't fair.
What is it fair?
I keep getting put around and transferred around, speaking to women and all this stuff. What's going on? What's your deal?
Do you know who you're talking to?
This is Corner Security. I am for security. Why am I talking to you?
Well, who are you calling for?
This is Valente. I called to get information about some, you know, money that got misplaced that I lost. And I got transferred to a woman who treated me very rudely, and I wanted to call back and make a complaint against her. And then Dolores, who I think is, you know, has got something going on with this old woman, you know who Dolores is?
No.
Bless her heart. I mean, she sounds like a nice, sweet old lady, but the woman mistransferred me and I got hung up on, and apparently I'm supposed to speak to the beverage manager on duty.
Okay. The first thing I want to ask you is, we have a centralized operator in Las Vegas. Which hotel are you trying to contact? First off,
I was speaking with Dolores, and she had all the information and all figured out. We talked for 10 minutes. She figured it out and everything.
Okay.
So are you telling me that I have to give you all this information again? Because if I do, I'm going to have a fit right now on the phone. I'm going to have a fit.
Well,
I'm
let me tell you something.
I'm going to get so
first
sick.
Off,
sick to my stomach.
Me.
Sick.
Excuse me.
Go ahead.
Are you through?
What the fuck, man? Oh, man.
That's classic.
That full shit, man.
I love the fit. The Corey fit is a classic, man. You incorporate that ever so often, that would be hilarious, too, because it's just hilarious when you just flip them out.
I'm not kidding. My dad used to seriously do that when he got really mad. He started going, foo, foo.
Flipping the Tourette's.
No, he would just yell really loud, foo, like, why? He'd just do it once. But
yeah,
if he,
mumbling shit under his breath.
Yeah.
Cussing.
No, he would just say, foo, like that. Like, it was like, shut the fuck up already kind of thing. And that's where I got that from. But I took it to another level because I'm just sitting there, foo, 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 foo.
That's good, mauling over it.
There's another fit coming up. Hang on, I'm going to hear the other one. This one's funny. The next All one's right. funny.
Sick.
All right.
This isn't fair. This isn't fair.
Well, I'm trying to help you, but if you're not willing to talk to me, then there's not really any reason for us to talk on the phone.
Go ahead. What do okay. you have to say?
Well, the first thing I was trying to ask you, which property are you trying to get a hold of? I want to make sure you have the right property.
Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. The Aquarius. For the fifth time tonight, you know, can I curse? Is that okay, or should I not curse?
No, because I'm not going to talk with you, okay?
I haven't cursed. Don't accuse me of cursing. I'm just telling you before
no,
I do.
No, I'm not going to put up with it. I'm trying to help you. You can either cooperate with me or not. At this point, I'm past caring whether you want to cooperate with me or not.
David.
That's what I was waiting for. That second foot. I think there's another one when he answers the phone. I was like, are you done making noises? Oh, man. Foo. Good times. All right, here's the next prank call. Enjoy. Buffalo Shit Restaurant. Anyway, I let that ring out for way too long. Here's a redneck guy. A redneck guy who, what now? Want to come party in Myrtle Beach for the weekend? Can't find a ride? We are Myrtle Beach's number one limo shuttle service machine.
Shit, that's redneck city, man. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, man. There's a bunch of redneck shit down there, man. I remember when I drove through South Carolina, it was like all woods. You can't, like, to go to Myrtle Beach, you like, got like a shitty road. They don't even have like a real interstate there. If you want to go there, there's like this real long ass, bullshit ass, out of the way you got to go.
Really?
But driving through there, there's like all these like farms and cows and piles of shit and woods. And then I look over there in the middle of it all, there must have been like fucking a mile. I'm going to say maybe a mile or every bit close of a mile on each side square at least. Two of these motherfuckers just sitting there surrounded by trucks, like 18 wheelers backed in. Mm-hmm. It's a freaking Walmart transport hub.
Oh, yeah? Myrtle Beach, huh?
It was massive, dude. This was in the 90s, man. So I can only imagine what's going on now, man. They got them dropped everywhere.
They got a Target one now.
Little shithole place like that, you know, where no one, you know, really wants to go to, and they can pay a farmer a little bit of money and take over. Shit, man. And then they got all these big-ass truckers coming in on this unused road. Yeah, it was a trip, dude.
Yeah. Anyway, Myrtle Beach, yeah, man. That's the Redneck Riviera.
Hello?
Hey, I wanted to go to Myrtle Beach in one of your car shuttle machines, and you can drive down there and have a party, you know?
Oh, where you at?
Oh, well, what's your range for pickups? That's my curiosity. Or maybe you just take me out from Myrtle Beach somewheres, you know?
Where are you going to, Buck? Where are you coming from?
Well, I'm in Myrtle Beach. I'm curious, since it's going, do you have any suggestions somewhere fun to go around here in Myrtle Beach? I want to go around, you know, and see the things. Are there any pretty ladies around here? Where are the pretty ladies at?
Yeah. Your best bet is probably just go to Broadway. Yeah. But if you call the 3 number, he'll be able to get you in touch with somebody, because I'm off tonight.
Huh? Hello? I don't know why I even did that. I wanted to get a weird reaction to foo. Here's the other number then. 8433. That's the number. 8433. I know I usually don't get the phone numbers out, but that's a fun
33333. That's cool, dude. I've seen that number in San Francisco, and every time I drive through there, I see that number.
Wow, man.
Taxi, this Jim.
Hey, is this the taxi machines?
What's this, sir?
Is this taxi machines?
No, this is Jim with Absolute Taxi.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. Jason was telling me to give you a call that you'd help me out. You give me a deal.
Okay, and where are you at?
Well, I'm in Myrtle Beach, and when I go somewhere, I don't know, I'm new, you know, I just came in here for some golfing, and I want to drive around and be taken where some pretty girls are at, you know, or some pretty boys.
Okay.
Do you have any?
Okay, where are you at right now?
I'm in Myrtle Beach. I was just at the golf course, you know, I'm at the Hilton right now.
At the Hilton?
Yeah, you want to come down and come up to my room?
Which Hilton?
You sit down with me and we talk. The one with the big golf course, you know the one?
Well, there are three Hiltons here, that's why I
asked. I didn't realize there were three. Hang on, let me see. Is it near Broadway? I was near Broadway before, you know? Broadway Street, that's where I saw Jason. He was looking for men in Broadway Street. And I came up, I tapped my foot, you know, and we were talking for a little while, you know, and we got to know each other, and he said to give this number a call and that you guys would take me around to see some things.
Okay.
All right. You know, all right, the paper here says it's the Hilton Myrtle Beach Resort, and it's 10,000 Beach Club Drive.
Okay, that's the one in the area we call Restaurant Row area.
Is that a good area? Am I in a good area here?
Oh, yeah, that's a nice area.
Are there any...
They're right next to... There's a hotel there called the Royal Palms. It's part of your facility.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. That's right. The Royal Palms. Yes, they were telling me about that when I was checking in. Yeah. You're right. Oh, wow. You know where I'm at. All right.
Yeah.
So is there anywhere, like, where there are colored girls, you know? I heard about the Southern colored women. Is there anywhere like that?
Southern what women?
Colored women. You know, colored women, colored girls.
Are you talking about black?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there anywhere where I can go see some...
There's no place like that other than the regular strip club down here.
There's no one that, like, catered to colored people particularly?
No.
No?
No, down here, if you call them colored down here, they'll slap you. I can tell you right now.
They'll do what?
They'll slap you.
Oh, really?
That's an insult down here.
Oh, well, they're colored, though. I don't understand. They're colored. They're colored people.
Yeah, but they take that as an insult. They like to be called black.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought black was a bad thing to say. You should say African American or colored.
No, they don't. They take that as an insult.
What about Negro?
They take that as an insult.
Oh, boy. Do you like golfing? Do you want to do golfing with me? I like the way you sound, boy.
Well, I'm from Chicago, so, I mean, I'm not from here.
You're a nice little boy, I think. I like you, boy.
Well, sir, you know, maybe you ought to call Jason.
Listen, boy. Jason said to call you, all right? He said you were a good boy now. That's good.
He doesn't seem to care for that. We lost him right away.
I don't know what the fuck I'm calling him, boy. This is a stupid show. I'm just talking the weirdest, dumbest fucking shit.
Dude, but it's funny because you're into this really kick-ass, crazy, like, esoteric mode here, and it's funny as shit because you're actually having fun. I'm liking it. Go with it. Fuck him. He chose.
Hey, you pretty safe. You heard your calls with your name and number and a brief message, and I'll get back with you. Thanks.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Listen, boy, I was talking to your partner there, your co-captain, whoever that is that you told me to call, and he was so mean and nasty. I've never experienced anyone being so mean and rude and nasty. I wish people weren't like that, Jason. They're not like you. You seem like a nice boy. You seem like a nice man. I just told them I wanted to find some place with colored girls and some nice, pretty colored girls, you know, around to sit down and talk to and have them grind on my leg, you know?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 8435034565 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, boy, how you doing? I've got your partner, Jason, on the other line, and he's not answering either, but he sounds like he's got a tight little asshole on him when I talk to him, so I look forward to meeting with both of you. Thank you. All right there, Jason. Well, I'm going to let you go too, man. You have yourself a good night. Bye.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3. Message review.
Listen, boy, I was talking to your partner there, your co-captain, whoever that is that you told me to call, and he was so mean and nasty. I've never experienced anyone being so mean and rude and nasty. I wish people weren't like that, Jason. They're not like you. You seem like a nice boy. You seem like a nice man. I just told him I wanted to find some place with colored girls and some nice around. Having a grind on my leg, you know.
Available at the tone. Please record your message.
Respond.
When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
This is still the voicemail, man.
Hey, boy, how you doing? I've got your partner, Jason, on the other line, and he's not answering either, but he sounds like he's got a tight little asshole on him when I talk to him, so I look forward to meeting with both of you. Thank you. All right there, Jason. Well, I'm going to let you go, too, man. You have yourself a good night.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press to send your message with normal delivery, press 1. To send your message with urgent delivery, thank you. Your message has been sent. Goodbye.
All right, left that message there for... That was Jason that whole time. I was just calling Jason. Here's the next one. You stupid little boy, you. All right, that number picked up and hung up really fast. Assholes, right?
Not good, man.
Not good at all. Not good at all. No.
Moving right along, them bitches.
What's the area? What's the area code where the Turkish horse is, Milkman? Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. You're certainly welcome, my friend.
Asshole.
Onassis awaits you. What is Onassis' name? Do we actually have a name or just high one Onassis?
Aristotle. Aristotle Onassis.
How can I help you?
Yeah, I was looking to talk to Magram.
Excuse me, what was that again?
Magram.
Excuse me?
Hello? Do you have Magram there? Magram, is he there?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Can you speak more louder?
Magram. You know?
Hello?
Yeah.
I can't hear you.
You have Magram.
Okay, what can I get you?
I'm looking for Magram, the owner. Magram? You know what I mean? Magram, the owner of Magram? You know who that is?
Excuse me, I can't hear you. Can you speak more louder?
Fuck. Fucking shit. Fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Hello? You hear that? You hear that I said fuck to you? Hello?
Okay, you want the order to go?
Yeah, one order to go.
Okay, so what's your order?
One foo.
I'm sorry, what was that?
One foo.
I didn't get that.
I need a foo. One foo.
Foo?
Yes.
Excuse me, can you hold on?
Hurry up.
Okay, just give me a second.
Okay.
Yeah, roll with it, dude. Yeah, I'd like a large order.
Hello?
What's that?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm looking for one order, please.
Sure, yes. What do you like?
One foo.
What do you want?
One foo.
What is that?
Yeah, foo, foo, foo. You know, I want foo.
I don't know what foo.
One high one.
That's in my one, you're ridiculous.
One foo.
Oh, that went down so quick, but so sweet. Oh, man, bad medicine. Oh, that was nice.
Bad medicine? Are you seriously singing?
No, man, just come to my mind. That was funny, man. She's bad medicine, boy. She took her right away. Here, I have another dose, honey.
Oh, hell. She don't like no foo. All right.
I'm going to have to recon her, too, now. I'm going to have to discover her. I hope she's not the little midget I saw walking around there with the real tiny head and the huge shoulders and about, like, you know, 3 feet tall, man.
No, I heard she's sexy. She has a nice little ass on her.
Okay. Whoever that was, dude, all I could just barely see was just their shoulders and this, like, undersized head, man. And I was like, what the fuck?
No, she's got a nice little ass.
But serious, man, it looked like Aristotle Nessa. You know, and I saw another a Turkish man, you know, probably into that same age range. Dude, they all look kind of like that, man. They all got like kind of grayed hair, that the glasses, and they all got that like look, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a common look, actually, I guess. I mean, as I started seeing some of these Turks, I was looking around, I was like, holy shit.
Did you get scared?
Well, actually, I did, man. That's why whenever I parked, and I actually looked like I had, you know, vehicle trouble.
You made it look like you had vehicle trouble because you were scared?
Wow. Yeah, because I didn't want that motherfucker coming over there and high one and shooting a load on my windshield, man. I wouldn't be able to, wouldn't be able to see.
Okay.
I'm gonna put the dick in your horse's mother and shoot all over your windshield.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck that guy gets so angry about anyway.
He's a weird guy, man. That's what's so funny, man. And if you've seen him, you wouldn't believe. You know, I was thinking like some like dark skin, you know, big dark haired like cat with like, you know, like kind of, you know, a mean look, you know, kind of maybe, you know, kind of tough looking. Not at all, dude. It was just a little midget. Oh, Nassus, dude.
Yeah, you think he's tall.
There's not a high one on Nassus.
He's saying he's fucking...
He's so horny.
He's saying all that shit, like, fucking, I'm a fucking horse or whatever. Whatever the fuck he says, I don't know.
And he starts into that whole Turkish, like, must be like a litany of, like, curses and stories talking about, because he, like, and then he uses, like, broken English, because I listened to some of it. It was like, he was, like, using a little bit of, like, broken English words and throwing them in, and, like, you know, it like, as he paused, like, make a point, and then he starts begging, blah, 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 you know, and this a little bit of English, and blah, 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 blah. And I was listening to it, like, I was like, almost get it, man. I was like, what the hell did he say? I never got to see the transcript, man.
It's like Spanglish for Turkish.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Turkish.
Yeah. Turkish. Okay.
Or.
You know what we could do is like just offline and like record sequences of DMF tones and like do, you know, certain patterns. And if you did them like on the computer, man, you just like tap them all out and just like play them really quickly. Dude, you may actually get brute force crack on him, man.
Okay. Nice, man. Very cool. I don't know if we tried to call Philip yet. Let's try Philip. He's got a pickup truck, and he's looking to give rides in his pickup truck. I got a pickup truck. He's got a Ford truck. He's a Ford truck man.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm a Ford truck man.
I pick up.
Ford truck man, that's what I drive. I ain't got no boundaries. I don't compromise, motherfucker. You know, milkman.
Please leave your message for...
Philip. That was weak.
Okay, I'm going to take a ride with him.
That was weak as hell.
Can you imagine him? I tell him to play the guitar while he's
that's
driving.
That's for sure, man.
Play the guitar while he's driving.
Yeah, man, he's...
He crashes.
Mr. Meat Spin. Let's see him spin a neck on neck.
Big Lonesome's Girls here, all right.
Please leave your message for...
That's our new theme song right there. Cut to the point. Nice short theme song.
That was so good, man. Great. We'll save it. Do that in our promo. That'd be excellent. So weak.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Here's a guy whose partner and him are looking for someone to give them. I already talked about these guys. I wanted to ride from Charleston to Atlanta. They didn't answer. Never mind.
Would they be willing to share the seat with you, too?
Here's one. Don't just get a cab, get a ride from this guy. They got a Mercedes that they're using for this. A Mercedes, a Yukon Denali, or a Lincoln Town Car. Call them, book your next ride, motherfucker. It sounds fucking awesome.
That's basically.
Yes, hi. This is car machine, taxi machine.
Taxi machine?
Yeah.
This is a taxi company, sir.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for, a taxi machine company. And I need a ride. I was talking to Jason at another company, and he said that I was a stupid, and he said, and I can't get picked up and take it anywhere.
Where are you?
I'm at the airport.
Oh, you're at the airport right now?
Yeah, and then you come pick me up and take me to Hilton Resort.
Oh, where? The Hilton Resort?
The stupid.
Okay.
Yeah, and then one fool, you know, you send the fool. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
You have,
I'm at the airport right now, right?
Send me a car, send me the fool, okay? Fool.
Send you.
Fool. So the fool, you know? You send fool?
You are at the airport now?
Yeah, and I need you to go fool.
Fool what?
Fool, you know? With the car?
No.
You take a car and you go fool, you know? Hello?
Yeah.
Get in the car and you go foo-foo, like that, you know? Hi, are you guys dark skin or light skin? Then he hung up. Stupid.
Yeah, get in the car and hit the steering wheel and make it go foo-foo.
Fucking retarded tonight, man. Foo-foo.
He almost caught him.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, foo-foo.
What is it, y'all, motherfucker?
Don't be like that, like sweetie. That.
La Mira.
La Mira. Right. Okay, Milkman. Whatever that means. I don't know why that guy's so upset. I mean, that girl. That is a girl.
Maybe. you don't speak like much of one. More like a sailor.
Yeah, no shit, man. God.
Huh. Oh, fuck yeah. Excellent music, man. What movie was this from?
Debbie Does Dallas.
Ah, that's why it seems familiar. Huh.
Remember watching this one?
Oh, yeah. That was Youthful Faps there. That was in the days of, you know, the wonderful and, you know, new VHS technology.
I guess so. All right. I just wanted to mention to the guys that did the show Friday night, I cracked my ass off up with the casting call, fucking prank calls that they were doing, and the one that took 10 minutes, and everyone in the chat room was involved. It was like a big shootout between RBCP and, well, wasn't it Tux, Ice Goose, and Polka were sitting around the fireside having a chat, and there were Hoagie slapping Polka, and then RBCP showed up in a trench coat and just started shooting everyone in the chat room, or stabbing them in the neck, including you, Milkman.
Oh, that crazy-ass Geod story, man.
Yeah.
That guy is mental. It's hilarious.
And in the end, Sloth was jerking off. In the end, Sloth was jerking off to the story, because it was a dream.
Oh, my God. Sloth was jerking off. He was filming his latest episode of BellyBoner.com, or...
Yes, Belly Boner. Nice.
Yeah, man. That's fucking wicked.
Here, someone needs a 3-bedroom apartment, trailer, or house to rent as soon as possible. Okay, here we go.
Dude, that's what's awesome about Ring Finders, man. Look at what you can do after a couple of days of training at Ring Finder.
Yeah. Boner. There's a rumor in the chat room that you dropped acid tonight.
You're right, Whitney.
Is that true? Did you drop acid tonight?
Oh, man, it's far out, man. The callers are intense, man. Every time Ken Kenner's types on the screen, it explodes in callers, man, like red all through my eyes, man. And it's burning my mind out. Okay, I'm back.
Billy Badass says the Lakers won. That sucks. I was hoping they missed the playoffs. Now they got one more game to go. If they can lose that. But Utah has to win 2 straight now. They got no Kobe Bryant. It'd be awesome if they lose.
You have very cool.
It would be awesome. It would be great retribution for me being a Magic fan and Dwight Howard being over there if they miss the playoffs altogether.
Yeah, it's funny, guys, because I'm actually a little bit awake. See, normally I'm tired now, and I'm real quiet. I'm very tired and awake.
Yeah. Well, Lonesome isn't sending in numbers. I don't know what's going on. Maybe he's porking his girlfriend.
Lonesome's girl is in the house. Maybe having a little PM here. Hey, Lonesome's girl, Lonesome brother.
Maybe he's
Nobody
porking.
Get mad.
They're porking right now. That's why we're not getting numbers.
They've got their own channel, don't they, man? Oh my.
It's called Pork.
Ornery kids.
All right. Someone selling a horse-drawn carriage. Perfect for use in parades. Yay. There we go. A horse-drawn carriage. Perfect for parades. My wife wanted to get a horse-drawn carriage to take us on our wedding day from the church to the reception. And I said if we did that, I was going to let her go by herself because I was taking the fucking limo. You can go, bitch, on the fucking horse.
The Hansom Cab episode is signed and built. That is classic. Be for real.
Kick the shit out of that horse.
That's what you had to do. Get out of the ride real quick.
I'd bring fireworks and let him off behind the horse so he'd go running.
Yeah, remember? He fed.
Like, hurry the shit. That would hurry the horse
like
the fuck up.
Blowing gas, like nearly shitting itself on the guy. So
your call
over,
has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 6-2.
It's like if you think I'm going through downtown on a fucking horse with traffic behind us honking their horns because we're pulling up traffic because my fat ass is sitting on a horse-drawn carriage, you got another thing coming to you. I ain't got to do that shit.
Nunu is stuttering his ass off, bro. I don't know. Webcam. Okay, UK calls. He is going crazy.
Who cares about the UK?
UK. Yeah, UK gay. We want some UK gay calls. Wake up! Put your teeth back in!
Alright, be quiet, Milk.
Damn it is! This is Big Ben calling.
Shut up your mouth. Here's a guy who delivers medical equipment.
Oh.
Call from a hospital. Tell him a machine went out on a patient. Holy shit, dude. That's a whore. That's J-Boy sending in that request. Tell him a machine went out on the patient. CPAP machine.
This is Ben. I can't get the phone. Leave me a message.
Fuck you, Dan, motherfucker. All right. We got a little more numbers from Lonesome Loser, but Nunu's making a big deal that he wants us to call the webcam numbers, the university, the press.
You see him in the chat, man. He's flipping out, man. The tyrant is going off, man. Henry VIII is eating it. Go, 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 go.
No shit, Henry VIII. All right, let me look for the number then.
Once upon a time, there was a little boy who lived in the deep, dark jungles of Africa. His name was Little Sambo.
So he sent in the number for room 8148. What's he want us to do? Hang on. Bunch of live cams.
Here we go, Nooners. Bang, Miner.
Get people from one room to go to the others, and we have the webcams. Okay. All right, let's do this then.
This is, where's webcam at? Hotels?
No, they're at a Purdue University. I don't know, these are dorm rooms or what exactly? Well, this is computer science building room.
Like cams or something, man.
Hang on, 46. He sent me room 46 and 48. I don't see that. I want to see this though. If I'm gonna call room. Oh, here we go. All right. Let me pull up the cams. I got 46 in front of me. Let me get 48 in front of me. Okay, so I got the webcam here in front of me. There's a kid spinning around in a chair. He's being lazy. They're probably all playing StarCraft, Milkman, because that's a cool game to play. Why else would you be at the university this late? That's what I would do back then, back when I went to UCF.
Beaming me in, Scotty.
The late 90s. That's all we did. We were sitting there in a computer lab playing StarCraft. Hello? He picked up the phone and hung it up. You saw what he did? He got up, he picked up the
phone.
What
is his problem?
What an asshole. I saw him get up, pick up the phone, and then, like, he did the whole thing where you go like this, you know?
Yeah.
He did that move. What do you call that? What do you call doing that with your hands? Good riddance or bad rubbish?
You know, like wiping the dust off your hands, dusting your hands off.
Like good riddance to bad rubbish.
Yes.
Yeah, the
hand dusting move.
There's a fucking chink that did it. It's a fucking Jap. He's sitting there now. It looks like he's Korean. Here's a black guy getting up.
Maybe he's taking the jizz and he's like spreading it on his hand palms liberally then.
What? He picked it up and hung it up. The black guy picked it up and hung it up. Lonesome, why is he picking up the phones and hanging them up like that? God damn it, boy. I'm watching him. They're getting all pissed off and trying to get quiet.
Oh, I gotta look. I got it.
Yeah, he picks it up and hangs it up, asshole. Hey, asshole. Hey!
Yeah,
it's
calling
me. You hear him? What a fucking dickhead, this guy.
Yeah, the cat got loose.
Dickhead.
Yeah,
woo! They can't hear
me. Oh, kitty cat. I like that kitty cat, man. That's cool, man. I heard her. Well, Dobby boy.
They picked up the phone and left it off the hook. I can hear him talking shit about it.
Yeah, I hear him.
Called 50 times. I didn't call 50 times, so I called 3 times.
Yeah, that's a real mode move.
Be quiet, mode man. Let's see what they're saying.
What happened?
He said they're going to hang it up and see if he calls us back.
I'm going to the next room.
They're a bunch of dickheads. All right, let me call the room next door then. If I can find it. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, boy, how you doing? I'm calling from number 46 over here next door.
What's up?
Hey, can you bring that copy of StarCraft from over here? Can you bring it over there next door? It needs to go over there on the main station.
Can I bring a copy of StarCraft over?
Yeah, we have it over here. It needs to be left over there on one of the tables for the people that are coming in tomorrow for the competition.
And you're in room 46?
Yeah.
Alright.
Couldn't you just pick it up and just leave it on, probably on the back table?
Who is this?
Oh, this is Cross. This is Cross. I'm calling from the staff. It's very important that we get this. They're having a LAN party competition machine tomorrow.
Alright.
Alright. Can you, come pick it up? I'm not gonna be here much longer. I gotta leave. It's top of the hour.
By next door, you mean like the lab right next to me, right?
Yeah, 46.
Why can't you just, I don't mean to be a jerk, why can't you just walk it over?
No, I'm not allowed to leave my station, that's why I just...
Oh.
Yeah, you mind? You can do me a favor? Thanks, buddy.
Alright, yeah.
Alright, thanks. Alright, I should have told him to hang up the phone also. And now let's be quiet and listen and see if we can hear. Here he is. Seems like, is there a whole cup of StarCraft?
How do you change rooms? I only got the one here.
There he is. Hey, Ken, be quiet. The guy's coming in looking for StarCraft.
Was there another phone call over there?
Another phone call sending someone to, like, bring StarCraft over to the slab.
Oh, They said, what are you talking about? he went all the way and he asked everyone if anyone was the individual who ordered StarCraft. They're fucking stupid, man. Anyway, I should have told him to put that phone back on the hook, though. That would have been even better. But oh well. They're complaining about it. Trying to get my shit done. They're all bitching about it. That's really funny. Anyway, okay. We'll keep that on in the background there. Maybe they'll come back to it at some point. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, let's do another call here. wait a minute. What's this? There's a guy in Tarkington Hall. Tell him there's a problem at the... Oh, okay. Never mind. We already did that. Hey, anyway, Ken, how you doing there, big guy?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, man. Fuck yeah. All right. Here's Yogurt Land in Guam.
Ooh, fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Scanners. Oh, fuck yeah.
I'm going to take Milkman to fucking Yogurt Land.
All over his face.
Hello, Yogurt Land.
Hey, Yogurt Land. How much does it cost to get yogurt all over the face?
All over the face.
All over the tits and face. Or maybe from on the ass, you know, cover up the ass. Glazos.
Oh, what's that? Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I didn't really understand.
I want to glaze my wife's hams with some yogurt, you know?
So you're gonna purchase one cup of yogurt?
How much you think it'll take to glaze my wife's hams with it, you know what I mean? Glaze them hams nice and over.
Oh, baby, man. I guess like 3 cups of yogurt, maybe 2.
is the yogurt chunky?
Yeah, maybe 2.
Yeah, man, I want to glaze my wife's ass, and do you want to watch while I do it?
No, I'm good.
That's my wife's hams, that's what I'm talking about. I'll glaze them.
Yeah.
Here's Kent. Here's Kent. He's a pervert. Hang on.
Fuck yeah. I'm going to watch him glaze his wife. You want to watch?
Nope, I'm good.
You pull up a chair right next to me, you know. I could probably touch you. You touch me. We watch the show.
No, that's okay.
Yeah. No, Milkman's going to sit in. It's going to be fucking great. Come on. Maybe you open your mouth, I insert something, it'd be great.
Okay, no, it's okay.
We're going to have to
use the credit card machine, so I'm going to have to
hang up the phone. No, you're not allowed to use it. We're going to go to Circle K and have a circle jerk. All right.
Thanks for Papa John's regime. Speaking, would you like to hear a special?
Yeah, is this the stupidest Papa John's in the world?
I'm sorry, sir?
Is this the stupidest Papa John's in the world with stupid people, or what is it? To make an order, please.
Okay. For pickup or delivery, sir?
For pickup.
Can I get a contact number, sir?
Yes. It's 633-9595.
Okay, under one ring, sir.
What do I want? What did you say?
Under what name?
Oh, put that under cross. What's that noise? What's the noise going on?
Okay, cross, what would you like for today, sir?
I want one large pepperoni light sauce.
Okay, would you like that with Original Quest or Thin Quest?
Original. Okay. You got it? One full?
Yes, one full pepperoni, light sauce, original crust.
One full?
One full pepperoni, yes, sir.
No, one full. One full. Full, full, full. You know? One full. Do you need to get that?
No, I'm sorry, sir.
Can I get one full?
Full?
Yeah, full.
Full pepperoni large?
No. What about Pape Pipo?
Popeye's people?
No, Papa Pipo. Pape Pipo. Full?
I'm sorry, sir. We don't have that here.
You don't have Pape Pipo?
Popeye people?
Popeye people, yeah. That's when you come, you have you put a peephole in the men's room, and then you look inside the hole, and it looks into the women's bathroom, and you see them sitting on the toilet, doing their business, pulling out their tampons and doing their business. You know?
No, I'm sorry, sir. We don't have that. We don't do that here.
Do you have a hole in the bathroom so you can look at the girls doing their business on the toilet? And it's some,
no, I'm sorry, sir.
And if it's a dirty girl, she can look back and look at you in the hole, in the bathroom. Are the men's room and the women's room next to each other, or are they separated?
They're next to each other, sir, but there's no hole like that.
Can I put a hole in the wall with a drill so I can look in there and see those Asian women in there urinating and defecating and using the bathroom and washing their hands? Do women go in there a lot and change their clothes? Huh?
I don't know of any information of that, sir.
Do you have employee women that go in there to use the bathroom? And you watch them with me? Do you like any of the girls that work there? We can watch them together in a little hole in the bathroom that I put in there for you to look. I want you to look at the girls, and I want you to see what they're doing when they do their business. Come on, let's do it. Let's do this. I won't tell anyone. I'll do all the work. You just gotta give me the bathroom. Give me access to the bathroom.
No, I'm sorry, sir. We don't do that here.
Can I just use the bathroom then?
You can use the bathroom, but we don't put holes in the bathroom.
Is there a power outlet in the bathroom?
No, sir.
Is there one outside that I can connect an extension cord?
Yeah, so that's for company use only, sir.
Yeah, but just don't. I want to use this so I can put a hole inside the bathroom wall, you know?
No, I'm sorry, sir.
What's the wall? Is it tile in the wall, or is it, what is it? Is it cement wall, or tile, or what is it?
It's cement, sir.
Oh, what do we think we should use to make a hole? A drill, right? Then we need a drill. We need a nice, strong drill.
No, I'm sorry, sir. We cannot allow that in the bathroom.
Oh, man. Come on. What about, can I put a drill on the back wall so I can look inside? Inside the back of the Pizza Hut, inside the Papa John's, so I can look in the back? You know, then you can bring a pretty girl back there, you know, and kiss her and touch her and smell her hair and everything, and I can watch from outside.
I'm sorry, sir, but that's inappropriate right now.
Is there any girls there you want to touch and kiss while I watch from outside? Can you do me that favor? Jesus Christ. What the fuck is wrong with me?
Wow, all of a sudden he cut the line. What happened? He was involved. He was into it.
I don't know why he stood on for so long.
I know, man. It's amazing how you do that, man. That's always amazed me. That's why you're truly, truly, truly an artist, man.
Hi, thank you for calling Papa John's. Hey, speaking, nice to hear a special for today.
Yeah, I wanted to come in and I wanted to use the bathroom.
I'm sorry?
I wanted to use the bathroom. I want to drill a hole in the wall so I can see the women's bathroom from the men's room, and I'll go in there and watch the girls do their business in the toilet. You know?
No, you cannot do that, sir.
Can I just use the bathroom for maybe an hour?
Excuse me?
Can I just use the bathroom for a little while?
Fuck yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
What's your question?
I wanted to use the bathroom for a little while.
Sir, one moment.
Okay. Hey.
Nobody uses it for longer than a little bit. They want you to say that you want to watch a girl do a blumpkin.
Oh, man.
She might be into
it. Hello. Hey, what's up, princess? How are you?
Excuse me?
Hi, princess. How are you? What the fuck?
I'm calling her princesses outside of the fucking line.
She wasn't feeling very noble, I guess.
God, princess is the straw that broke the back right there, that big camel. Jesus.
Papa Day, thank you for calling Papa John. Our hours of operation are from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Well, it ain't working
now.
You
fucking shut him down.
I still
you hear
got
your
the
buddies jerking themselves off still at that school.
They're still at school. I just wait for them to hang up so I can call them back. I like how that guy went over. That was really funny. Like, what are you talking about? The fuck is your problem, dude? We don't have StarCraft here. We're working. Anyway, here's Pizza Hut. Let's ask him about putting holes in the bathroom. I like that question.
Tell me you were in the bathroom and then you saw some guy tapping his foot next door and then you heard a drill.
Thanks so much for calling. This is Mercedes speaking for Pickleberry Delivery.
Oh, hey, princess. How are you? Hello?
I'm sorry.
Hi, princess. How are you?
I'm sorry. Maybe I have the wrong number.
No, this is Pizza Hut.
Yes.
Yeah, do you have a bathroom there that I could use when I come pick up the pizza?
I'm sorry.
Do you have a bathroom, a toilet?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
Fuck. Fuck, fuck.
Hello?
Oh, fuck.
Hello?
Fuck.
I need to take a shit.
I don't know why she's getting... Are you getting an echo, Big Ken?
Not that I can hear, no.
All right, she was getting an echo.
Hello, Mercedes speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, can you hear me, Big Mercedes?
Yes.
Oh, how are you? Hi. I wanted to make an order.
Okay, for pickup or delivery?
This is for pickup.
May I have your contact number?
Well, can I ask first? I'll give you the contact number, but do you have a bathroom, public bathroom, that I can use when I pick up?
Yes, we do.
Or is this a restaurant or just a pickup location? Do you have seating there?
Yeah, this is a restaurant. We have a dine-in.
Oh, that's good. And then, does the bathroom have an electrical outlet inside, or no?
No, sorry.
The men's room don't?
No.
Okay, because I wanted to, like, see if it was okay if I could drill a hole from the men's room so I could look inside the women's room and just watch the women when they do their business, you know?
Sir, that is very inappropriate. One moment.
Okay.
We need to know our cup size immediately.
Bring an extension cord with you.
Bring a fucking generator with me.
Feel free to go back
to your mom. Probably fucking hung up. Cocksuckers.
Alright, I'll call back.
There's no electrical outlet in the bathroom. Oh, I'll bring a fucking extension cord, no problem.
Just bring a Makita, you don't need it. That's a real man you use.
Thank you.
Pizza Hut, how can I help you?
Can I speak to the manager, because I was asking a question and the woman hung up on me?
Okay, I'm actually one of the managers, sir.
Oh, how are you, princess? How you doing?
I'm good, how about you?
Oh, I'm so good. Yeah, I was asking her if there's an electrical outlet in the bathroom there.
If there's what?
An electrical outlet in the bathroom where the toilet is for the men to go sit down on the toilet and push out their bowels.
Electrical?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you mean electrical?
Like somewhere you can plug something in. Do you have that?
Okay. Let me just transfer you to my higher manager, okay?
Can you go inside the bathroom and look for me?
It's just fresh off a boat.
I was cracking myself up there. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we need access to the power for medical.
I almost lost it. Talked about the bowels. Push out my bowels.
Yeah.
Pop out your colostomy bag. Something in.
Get her to say it.
We're going to have to answer to a higher manager. A higher power.
Shit. But we need her cup size, man. So when she comes.
Hello.
Hey, how are you, big guy? How are you doing?
All right.
Hey,
how can I help you?
Do you have an electrical outlet in the toilet where the bathroom is?
Electrical outlet for what?
You know, so I can plug in some things. I wanted to plug in some things in the bathroom so I can make a hole in there. I wanted to do some work.
Okay, what company is this?
Oh, I'm just a customer. I'm a regular man, regular person. I have a toolbox and I have an electrical drill. It's strong.
I don't understand what you're saying. What company you at?
I'm with Valente and Associates.
You work where?
Valente.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And I want to put a hole in the bathroom wall so I can look from the men's room to where the women are using the bathroom.
Where are you at right now?
Oh, I'm not there yet. Okay. I'm at the hotel. I'm on the base.
You work for the next door?
Yeah, I'm at the base.
Yeah. At the base?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, are you calling Pizza Hut? Okay.
And
what bathroom are you going to work on?
Well, the men's room, the men's bathroom, I want to go in there and drill a hole in the wall so I can look at the girls and the women's bathroom from the men's room. I can watch them do their business.
So you want to look at the women's bathroom?
Yeah, from the men's bathroom without them knowing.
Well, why is that?
Why? Because I want to look and see them go pee and poo-poo and all that, sit on the toilet
We don't do that, sir.
But
okay.
Can I put an extension cord in and move the...
No.
What if I have a generator? get it.
What they do, they fucking get the person that speaks the best English on the bottom of the totem pole, and you get the two fuckers fresh off the boat that are the managers.
Tell him. He hung up. That's two.
get him to answer.
That's two pizza places we've closed down today on the phone so far. All right, let's continue on. We got a lot of numbers to get to. This is great. Thank you, Lonesome Loser. You stupid asshole. Hey.
Hitman in the house.
Yeah. We still got that school connected. They still left the fucking phone off the hook, the stupid fucks. Hopefully.
And they must not have passed that fucking class, hanging a phone up, you cocksuckers.
Stupid. But I got to interrupt them. I sent someone there to ask them for StarCraft. So that works. That's the highlight of the show so far, fucker.
Thank you for calling Pizza Hut. This is Sherry speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, I wanted to come in with a drill.
Hello?
I wanted to use the bathroom with the drill. I want to bring some tools in the bathroom.
Okay, one moment, okay?
All right, stupid.
Yeah, Sherry, we're going to need your cup size. Report now.
Oh, I need her cup size, yeah. I forgot.
So we can fit her with a new fucking work shirt.
Her big natural breasts.
Hello? Thank you for calling Pizza Hut. Hi.
Yes, I was talking to that girl who has the big natural breasts.
I'm sorry, sir?
Yeah, I wanted to come in and see about making an order, but do you have a public bathroom there or no?
Yes, we do.
Okay, and does this seat just one person or two? Or more than one?
One person off our teeth?
One person at a time in the bathroom?
I'm sorry?
Can it only be one person in the bathroom at one time or more?
No, it's a big bathroom.
Oh, that's nice. I wanted to go into the men's bathroom.
I'm sorry?
I want to go into the men's bathroom. And then I want to drill some holes inside the partitions and in the wall so I could look in the girls' bathroom. You know? You know what I mean? Do you get pretty women that go there from the beach?
Oh, I think you're calling the wrong place.
No,
and you're talking to the wrong person.
No, this is Pizza Hut, damn it. Right?
Yes, but I don't deal with those. I only deal with pizzas, yeah?
Yeah, but I want to put a hole in the wall in the bathroom in Pizza Hut so I can look at the women in the bathroom.
Okay, I'm sorry, sir. I don't deal with this, yeah?
Who deals with it? Yeah, stupid. I don't deal with this, yeah.
Shit. Ask if you can spread pizza sauce on her ass.
Oh, I forgot her.
Hey, have you heard from Jen recently?
No. That's three pizza places we've had got to not answer the phone anymore tonight. All right. Well,
they don't seem to be taking orders, Hermano. I don't get it, man. This is a coincidence?
I guess so, because I'm sitting there talking about drilling holes in the bathroom wall. Here's William. I'm not even getting to the order anymore. William Booty. William Boute. William Boot. He's in the UK. I'm going to do this prank call, and then I'm going to have to go get some water to drink, you know, and a cup, and then maybe get some pizza or a sandwich. Some French bread pizza.
Yeah, toasted mashed potato sandwich.
Shut up. I don't ever want to hear you say that again, William Booty. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
I don't want you to get on talking that stupid nonsense about mashed potato sandwich anymore. All right, there we go. William Booth.
Hello?
That was you, Milkman.
Tomorrow he's going to fucking tell his buddies about that call.
That's what Milkman sounds like when I call him when he's sleeping.
I won't even remember it.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, Jen. Jenny! Yay, Jen!
Hey.
Jen's stupid. He's not talking.
No, I'm here.
Oh, hey, Jen!
This is
fresh back from archery training camp, man. God darn it, man.
Jen,
welcome back.
Jen, you ever do a wheelie with your fucking thing? You know what I'm saying? What is it? With your motorcycle, you ever do a wheelie?
No, I don't own a motorcycle.
You're an asshole. You're UK Ted, and I hope you die. Why did you do that, UK Ted?
I wanted to see if you could tell the difference, because
yeah,
we all sound
the
same.
Difference. Yeah,
we do sound the same.
No, I can tell the difference. That's really rude of you.
No, they're big difference now.
You're banned. Milkman, ban it from the chat room right now. UK Ted's not
all right, there. Man, right now. You're right. Banned, man. You're busted.
I'm banned.
And you're banned. All right. I was in the middle of getting up to get something, UK Ted. Can I do that?
Would you like me to get it for you?
No. You stay there and try to find Jen Stewart for us, because...
I'll sit here and be pretty.
Okay. Thank you. You learn well, man. How are you anyway? Well, I thought you were done. I thought you had to go back to the base and shoot people and stuff. Murder people.
You're shooting rape people.
Yeah. A
couple of weeks.
Oh, good, good. All right, man. Well, good. Enjoy your stay. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Bad motherfucker.
Fuck yeah, man.
I haven't heard that prank before.
I'm glad you like it. Here's
did you dig the on the Friday Night by the Fire show,
yeah,
where they were interviewing people and this guy was unknowingly doing fucking prank calls?
I don't think I caught that part of it. I missed it.
Oh, he sat there for a good half hour, 40 minutes, doing prank calls where he thought he was talking to someone in the crew.
Really?
And he was actually calling these different restaurants and shit, doing prank calls. It's like, no, don't let John push you around, man. When we call him back, tell him he's a fucking asshole for talking to you like that.
Oh, so they were like doing a... Okay, I gotcha. Anyway, so I heard the one... There was a black guy, I guess, who they told they were going to do a Columbine remake, and he was on...
Oh, the dude from Detroit.
He was on from the time I started getting ready to go to work until I actually had gotten dressed, gotten in the car, and gotten to work, and they were still talking to that fucking guy. Sitting in the parking lot at work listening to him.
He kept asking if he had a problem with, like, another male putting a gun to his head, like, putting their dick in his mouth. He's like, I could do it, man.
Yeah, he was like, I'll do whatever. We're talking him. Well, we weren't. I'm sorry. I put that idea, the one that you just said, if he had a... And he's like, oh, I'll do it. They had a whole bunch of them. A whole bunch of weird shit they asked him if he would do.
He was screaming, like, really fucking loud, and, like, everyone's like, God... He lives in Detroit. Nobody will give a fuck.
Yeah. It's true. It's true. Anyway, Domino's Pizza, motherfucker. Detroit Pistons got pissed on. Oh, hi. You guys have a steak there? Is it a Delmonico steak machine? Hello?
Hello?
You shit. I'll call you back, asshole.
Okay.
And I don't have any controls.
Yeah, real bad echo.
And I've lost control of Skype. Ooh, yeah, really bad echo.
So those assholes at the school, they're fucking manipulating us.
Yeah, I've been muted for a bit because of echo.
Echo!
Oh, man, I hung up on the school number on accident. Nah, they left it busy. Left it off the hook. It'll be like that for the rest of the fucking night. What a bunch of dicks. Who you think I am? Alright, let's try Delmonico again, see if there's no echo this time.
How can I take you out of you?
Hey, buddy, how are you?
Listen, man.
You hear me okay now, man?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. Listen, do you guys have steak, Delmonico steak, or are you just called Delmonico?
We're just called Delmonico.
Oh, do you have a steak then, stupid?
Sorry?
Do you have a stupid steak?
No, a stupid steak? No, sorry.
No, just a steak. Do you have a steak? I'm sorry.
Sorry?
Do you have a steak? Do you have a steak?
Yes, we do.
Okay, do you have a toilet there, though, I can use when I'm visiting?
No, I'm sorry. I mean, the hotel has a restroom.
Okay, and can I bring the food into the restroom?
No, sir. If you take it to go, then I guess you can.
Yeah, there's no problem with I want to go have my meal and sit down in the toilet and eat my meal.
By all means, sir, as long as you take it to go, it's fine.
Is there a handicap stall or no?
Sorry?
Is there a handicap station? I need a little yeah. Extra room for the elbows, you know?
I mean, it is handicap, accessible for the restroom.
Okay, and then I want to drill a hole in the wall. Is there a outlet in the bathrooms there, like a power outlet that I can use?
I'm not too sure.
Because I want to put a little hole in the wall so I could look into the girls' bathroom, into the women's bathroom, you know, and watch them.
Okay, so this is kind of getting appropriate. So if you haven't been asked, you know, I don't think you should call back anymore.
Yeah, but do you think it's okay if I take my meal in there and watch the women?
Then you should call the hotel lobby, sir, and they can answer your questions.
Do you have a number? Do you have a number I can call, buddy?
Sorry?
Do you have the number, damn it?
You can look it up online.
No, it's not coming up.
Oh, I don't have the number, I'm sorry.
Okay, but come on, man. Help me out. Just
thank you.
Me.
Thank you.
I want to put a hole and look at the pretty women.
That was good. You should have threw in somewhere in the story, ask him if the bathroom door is big enough to get your rascal scooter through. And you need the outlet to charge your scooter.
Yeah. And they'd be like, oh, no, actually, it's for the drill. I got an idea with the Rascal Scooter, but they got to answer. Oh, shit.
They have 4 or 5 restaurants down now.
I have a really...
The goddamn commercial says I can go anywhere, but I can't go in your goddamn bathroom.
It's about time that I think I'm going to do a Jack Masterson call. It's been a while. I got an idea for Jack here. See what our buddy Jack's been doing.
I heard they had to reinforce Jack's fucking scooter, though.
Oh, wow.
Hello, and thank you for calling your 24-hour Super Kmart store. For electronics, press 1. Pharmacy, press 2. Human resources, press 3. Otherwise, press 0 to speak to an operator. Transferring, please hold.
Automated piece of shit.
Hello,
hey, this is Jack. Can you hear me?
Hello?
You hear me?
Yes, may I help you?
My name is Jack, and I want to know if you have handicap accessible store, because I'm in a motorized Rascal scooter.
Okay, let me transfer you to our customer service or kindly hold, okay?
Fuck.
Good afternoon, service staff.
How are you?
Hello.
Hi, this is Jack. How are you?
Okay. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm in a motorized Rascal's wheelchair scooter, you know?
Yeah. Hello?
I'm in a motorized wheelchair, Rascal scooter, wheelchair.
Hold on.
Fuck. We're getting that echo again. God damn it. Shit. I'll hang up and call back.
How can I help you?
Hi, do you hear me? Hello? I was talking to someone about, is this place handicap accessible?
Regarding the registers or...
The bathroom and the aisles and the register.
The registers are, it's handicap accessible. Uh-huh. The aisles are handicap accessible to write the... If you want to ride the, you know, the wheelchair cart, yes, it is.
Oh, I have my own Rascal scooter,
okay, so,
wheelchair, you know?
Yes, it is handicap accessible.
What about the bathroom?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so I can drive into the bathroom and park the wheelchair scooter and get out, and I can sit in the toilet?
Yes.
All right, I can... Go to the toilet, use the toilet, defecate, urinate, and everything, and then clean myself,
yes.
And then flush the toilet, and then can I wash my hands?
Yes.
Or I wash my hands with soap, and then what I want to do is I want to get in my scooter, my wheelchair. Hello?
Hold on, sir, hold on.
I want to go.
Okay, I can help you.
Hi, I want to use the bathroom, but I need to use my Rascal scooter. I have a motorized wheelchair.
Sir, I can't barely hear you.
I
want to
use my wheelchair in the bathroom.
You're picking up.
Fuck.
Hello?
Shit, fuck, shit.
Hello?
I want to use my toilet.
The what?
My scooter, my wheelchair.
I am so sorry, but I can barely hear you.
I want to use my wheelchair.
Okay, you want to use your wheelchair for what?
I want to go to the bathroom.
You want to use your wheelchair to go to the restroom?
Yes. I want to make sure that it's accessible.
We should have. We should have men's accessible restroom there.
And then in the bathroom, I get out and I sit in the toilet and I pull down my pants and underwear and sit on the toilet.
Sir, I'm
asking about using the bathroom if it's handicap accessible.
Oh, yes, but it's very for handicap.
Well, damn it.
I'm sorry, sir?
Listen, I want to use the toilet.
Okay.
So is it handicapped because I have a wheelchair, a motorized electric wheelchair?
Oh, yes, yes, we do have.
And then I use the toilet, I pull down my pants and underwear and sit on the toilet?
Okay, I want somebody to do this.
we can. We don't have to.
Hello?
Where are you at? Hello, sir, where are you at?
I'm in the parking lot. I want to come inside and use the toilet. I want to sit on the toilet with my pants and underwear and my feet pulled down on the floor. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, is there enough room for me to pull down my underwear and pants and sit down on the toilet?
Sir, I am so sorry, but you don't have anybody with you?
No.
Okay, so because we don't do that. We can't do that kind.
I don't want to do that. I just want to use the toilet if I can bring in my motorized wheelchair, you know, my electric wheelchair.
Sure, you can. And use the restroom. Sure, why not?
Is there enough room for me to turn around and pull down my pants and my underwears?
I believe so.
Okay, and I sit on the toilet and I push out my bowels. I clean myself after with
paint. I guess, because that's a men's restroom. But there is no one that's going to be there to assist you. We don't do,
no.
We can't do that.
I clean myself with papers, you know, and flush the toilet.
Yes, you may.
All right. And then I want to get back on my electric wheelchair and I want to tie a line to the door handle and start driving and rip off the door.
Are you playing around, sir?
No. I need to use the bathroom.
Okay, so just come into the store and use the restroom, okay?
But there's nobody who can pull down my pants and underwears for me.
No, sir. There is no assistance for that here in Kmart. I am so sorry.
Is there a machine that I can borrow?
No, there's no machine.
Wipe my ass.
Is there any holes in the bathroom in the wall so I can look into the women's bathroom?
No, sir. No, sir.
Can I bring in unpaid merchandise? Just to try it. I want to bring in the Nintendo and a TV.
Is this a prank calling?
No.
Because it sounds like you're prank calling.
No, I need to use...
I am sorry. Anything else, if anything, if you can use the restroom, our restroom is available for you. Okay?
Can you put me through to human resources? Because I want a job.
Excuse me?
I want to apply for a job. Can I talk to human
resources? Okay, we don't do it, but you need to go by the internet.
But I have questions. I have questions for human resources.
In order for you to apply,
It's not for you, stupid. It's for human resources. I have to talk to stupid. Damn it. Shit, damn it. You understand? Damn it.
I'm sure there's a legal requirement, a duty of care, that they need to assist disabled customers. So if you make a mess, it's their responsibility if they're not providing facilities.
Yeah. I want them to pull down the pants and underwears, you know?
It's not too much to ask.
She's hitting buttons and pulled down my zipper.
Let me see. It's a GTA pair.
That's gonna wipe your ass.
Hello, and thank you for calling your 24-hour Super Kmart store. For electronics, press 1. Pharmacy, press 2. Human resources, press 3. Otherwise, press 0 to speak to an operator.
I hit the buttons, they don't go through.
Transferring, please hold.
Not a very super Kmart, they won't wipe your ass.
Super my ass.
Kmart Pharmacy, good afternoon.
Yeah, can someone at least just pull up my zipper for me?
What?
Can someone pull up my zipper for me?
Sorry, sir, no.
Well, I'm handicapped and I'm going to use the bathroom and they said they don't have anyone who can help me. I just need to be able for someone to pull up my zipper when I'm done. You know?
I'm so sorry, sir, no.
Are you in the pharmacy?
I'm in the pharmacy, but okay. I'm not the pharmacist.
Yeah, are you pharmacy assistant?
Yes.
Oh, do you have like a bucket over there that I can use, that you can prescribe me, that I can pull down my pants and underwear and I can squat over it and push out my feces inside the...
Someone just shit all over the floor.
Inside the bucket.
We should get to the toy department and start asking them.
You're not doing the Sharpie in the mouth anymore, but evolved.
Yeah.
Those fuckers couldn't understand anyway, that's why.
I got frustrated with it. Oh, man.
You cocksuckers.
Push out my bowels.
Look, they have a choice.
As soon as we get rid of them, I do have the number in Skype chat for a fucking hover around.
Hello, and thank you for calling your 24-hour Super Kmart store. For electronics, press 1. Pharmacy, press 2. Human resources, press 3. Otherwise, press 0 to speak to an operator. Transferring, please hold.
I think we're going to electronics.
I've been laughing all night.
Electronics.
Yes, hi, electronics. I was trying to see about a bucket that I could use for using the bathroom. Hello? Excuse me?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. I was talking to the pharmacy, and they were going to transfer me over to see if you could find a bucket that I can use to go to the bathroom in.
I want to call it back and start asking about vibrators after you're done.
Vibrators.
My old lady said to call you motherfuckers.
Jill in the chat room makes a good point. She said it's about time for the UK to get up and go to work.
Oh, yeah. It is time.
Thank you for calling your one Kmart.
Yes, hi. Are you in customer service?
One moment, please.
Where are you? Fuck, I was...
I need electronics, bitch.
I was asking her.
You need to call and tell them you're in the bathroom on your scooter and there's no toilet paper in the bathroom.
So what's Margaret Thatcher's problem? She's dead? That's funny, yo. Come on, answer. Answer, bitch.
I sent her some request pranks about people wanting roommates for you.
Good, good. No one's answering the phone anymore at this place. Another place shut down.
They probably went across the fucking loudspeaker. All employees, don't answer the goddamn phone.
Some drunk fucking howlie calling.
Hello, and thank you for calling your 24-hour Super Kmart store. For electronics, press 1. Pharmacy, press 2. Human resources, press 3. Transferring, please hold.
I don't know why it is, Carlito, but like when you press it, it doesn't say nothing, but when I hit it, it does.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Electronics.
Yeah, hi, electronics. You were transferring me over to someone about the bathroom. The toilet. Hello.
Bitch.
Call Kmart.
Yeah, I'm calling about the toilet, please.
Toilet.
Hello. Stop. Hi.
Hi.
Bye.
Bye.
She sits buttons on me.
I think it's time for fucking White Devil. Bathroom.
Toilet. Wow. We really sucked to that Kmart for a while. Here's a place that's Simply Food. That sounds simply stupid, but everyone wants us to call the UK? Alright, let's call a few UK here, guys.
Fuck the UK.
Is that Ted the real Ted Webb Webbo in the chat room?
I will presume so.
Oh, Ted Webb's right here on the fucking line right now.
Yeah, you hear him? He's in the chat room and he's talking to us on Skype. Duh.
Oh, I proxy. Yeah. Good simulcron there.
God damn it.
I'm milkman, I smoke drugs.
I love that Delta.
Drugs.
Hello.
Hey, I'm doing drugs in the bathroom tonight. Do you want to have some drugs with me? Hello. Okay.
Gotta wake up. Time to go to work.
Hello.
Hello.
All right.
Hello.
Yeah, are you awake?
This isn't funny.
This is. That's how I laugh where I come from. I go. All right. I'm from Ontario, Canada. I go. Oh, sweetie. She's angry, guys. She's angry at me. Heard her UK Ted? She's angry.
I think that was my mom.
Because I woke her up. Oh, how's your mom doing? I haven't talked to her in a while.
She says hi.
Oh, hi, mom. Mama Ted. Okay, Robert Charnley. Does anyone else want to talk to the UK, stupid? How about you, UK Ted? You're British. You speak their language. You all sound the same.
They probably recognize me.
Yeah. Call failed. Motherfucker. Oh, man. You know what? I'm going to buy some dental dams this week. Dental dams.
Are they for Kenny Lingus?
Yep, yep.
Hello?
Hey, how are you, buddy? You awake?
Yeah.
It's me. How you doing?
Who's that?
Oh, it's Cross. I'm coming over, like you said, for some fried eggs and some porridge. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm coming over for some fried eggs and porridge and bacon.
I think you've got the wrong number. This is Carl Littlefer, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, how are you?
Oh, fine. I didn't know you were supposed to be coming over for breakfast, though.
Well, that's what you guys said, to come over for breakfast, Robert. And I wanted to come over and have a little bit of food, porridge, you know?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, do you want to then I lay down on the carpet in the basement and you can stand on my back, you know?
Are you stoned or what?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, wasting my time.
I've been smoking marijuana cigarettes.
Yeah, well,
I really want to masturbate you. Oh, shit. Hey, Dirty Aaron, how are you?
Yo, dogs.
Hey, did you get your laptop fixed? Oh, you were on last night, I heard. I didn't hear it. I was sleeping. But I heard you were on. So that answered my question. You did get your laptop fixed. Yay!
Actually, he sounded pretty good. I guess his audio did sound good.
And we lost the Dirty.
Hey, how's it going?
There's Dirty Aaron. You hear him?
Fuck yeah.
Christ.
Well, he'll call back, thank God. Let's call that last guy back.
God damn.
See if we can embarrass him with his friend or his son or whatever a little further. I already told him one of them. I'm stoned out.
I fucking had one of those on Friday when I made a call and called this black guy. He's like, I know who this is. Your name starts with an R. And I'm like, this ain't Reggie, motherfucker.
Already, yeah. I saw the comments on that one in the chat room. Didn't hear it, but I saw people quoting it.
Hello. Your call cannot be taken at the moment, so please.
Aaron! Hey!
What you doing?
You're making a lot of noise. You should fix that $150 mic you got.
Hey, Aaron. How's it going?
It's Ted.
It's Jin.
Jin, that's not, fucker. I heard that part.
Jin, this is Ted Webb.
Ted Webb, Jenny Stewart. No, I took back the $150 mic and I gotta change my whole setup again.
Jesus, alright. Well, get us straight, man, because you're like making
noise. Is that better?
Yep, sounds good.
You're fucking arting it over there.
Sounds like you're in the bathroom. Oh, Artie texted me, said he wanted to be on tonight.
Sounds like it's a microphone in a shoebox rattling around, dude. I don't know what happened.
So this number should be going out with a caller.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, big girl. How you doing? Is that Robert? Hey, I want to talk to Robert. Hey, it's me. I want to talk to Robert. I'm supposed to come over for breakfast today and have ice cream for breakfast.
I think you've got the wrong number.
Robert's there, right? Robert.
Yes.
Yeah, me and Robert were holding hands and kissing, and he told me to call for breakfast today to get breakfast. She gone? I guess so. I called back. Me and Robert were kissing.
I don't think she liked the holding hands part at all, dude.
Well, that's cheating, Milkman. That's why.
Welcome to BT Answer 15. The person you're calling is not available. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, come on, answer the phone again. It was fun. Remember, we talked about ice cream? Anyway, left her a weird message. That's good. Very good on us. Very good for us. Let's do another UK call here. Next one, Robert. Nice, coarse, nappy, you know? Here it is.
I think we should ask if fucking Jose's there.
Jose.
Welcome to BT Answer. What? The person you called is on the phone.
Oh, man. Oh, fuck you.
Welcome to BT Answer.
Poop. All right.
Who the fuck's on the phone this time of the morning?
They left it off the hook after Lonesome's confirmation call. That happens sometimes. Unfortunately, they fuck with him so much. Lonesome gets so mad when that happens. He says, "Shit, damn it!" All right. You said you sent in numbers, right, Big Kenneth?
Yes, sir.
excuse me. Music. Nice funky track for you there, Ken. So how'd the show go last night, Bruce?
Yeah, it went excellent, actually.
Yeah, good. I heard
that. Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, Lonesome came through. We had some good. We had some band-tuned calls. We had just some... For the first time ever, I called a UK guy, and he just told me to fuck off right at the thing.
Nice.
I love that Indian guy that told you that he was going to fuck your life up and you'll regret it and all this shit.
So then I called him
right back. Who's that? Aaron, the guy that was screaming and cussing, and then like later you gave him the number, and he's like going to call back, act like all like, you know, really whippy, like he got bitched out.
That was funny.
Shit.
Yeah, I called him back. I apologized.
Yeah. It was hilarious, man. Here's Rudy Gonzalez at the Rudy Gonzalez Brothers Wood Products.
I'll send you the MP3, Carlito. Yeah.
Do it, man. I want to hear these. Because I got to sleep. I can't stay up Saturday, man. It sucks. Sorry.
The problem is that I lost, it's not lost. It's on the hard drive of the laptop that the motherboard crashed on, so.
It's that weird sound that you called and it was like coming back like a vibrator or something.
Some guy was fucking with me. I was talking to him on the phone and he knew it was a prank call, so he started screaming into the phone or something.
Oh, I thought he changed his voicemail. That was freaking weird.
Hello.
Is this Gonzalez?
It is.
Oh, hey, man. And you do wood products?
We do.
Oh, what kind of wood products? Do you do any horses?
Do you do what?
Do you do horses?
No.
No? What do you do with the woods exactly? Flooring?
No, we make wood stakes for land surveyors.
Okay, that's it? That's all you do is wood stakes?
That's it.
How long do you have to cook the wood stake for?
How long do you have to cook it for?
Yeah.
Oh, depends on how well you like it.
I'm Puerto Rican. Are you Puerto Rican or are you Chicano or what are you?
Yeah, I'm Chicano.
Do you know Jose? He told me to call.
Jose?
Yeah, he told me to call.
I don't. I know his brother, Jose B.
Oh, that's funny, yo. Wow, you're so funny. No, this is Eddie, man. This is Eddie. Well, look, are you there still? Did you hang up?
No, I'm here.
Oh, good. All right, so here's what happened. I was at Taco Bell, and I drilled a hole in the men's room so I could look into the women's room like a peephole. And then I worked there, and then my boss found out, and he's trying to figure out who did it. So I'm wanting to kind of fix it, repair it, all right? But here, we close at 2 o'clock in the morning. How long do you think it would take you to patch up a wall, like put a piece of wood on the wall? It's drywall. How long would it take you to put it on and maybe drill it in 4 spots to cover up the hole? He said if I get it fixed, and he won't, you know, he said, whoever did this, you have until tomorrow to fix this, or I'm going to find out who it was, and they're going to be fired, and I'm going to call the authorities, he said like that. And he'll do it, and he says he'll do it, you know? And the problem is my mom doesn't have papers, you know, and I'm afraid La Migra is going to come and take her away. I don't want her, if I get in trouble, I'm afraid they're going to come to my house, and they'll find her and my dad, and they'll, you know... They just got here again 3 months ago. They were here. They went back to Mexico for a few weeks for a quinceañera, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You're Hispanic. You know what quinceañera is?
Yeah.
My cousin's quinceañera, and they flew back to Mexico to be there for it. And then they have a coyote, you know, that they go through to get over, you know, all the time.
Water.
Yeah. So they came back, but I don't want them to go back because they're getting old and sick. And my dad almost died this time trying to cross. He was really slow this time, you know, coming over the border.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
No, either, man. They're from Chihuahua. Will you help me out, man? Come on, just put a piece of wood on the bathroom wall and screw it in there. But we need to come like at 3 in the morning after we close. I'm going to leave the door in the back open. And then you can come in, and I got a piece of wood and everything. All you need to do is put it in there. You have the tools? What do you need?
Well, you do it.
I don't know how.
You know how to make the holes. You just know how to fix it.
All I have is a drill. I just started using a drill until I could get through. But I don't know how to nail anything or put anything up there. I have no idea.
Well, if you don't want your family to go back home, you better learn quick.
Come on, man. Help me out. I'll give you anything. I'll give you money.
Which one are you? What Taco Bell are you at?
I took video, of the girls in the bathroom. Do you want those? I'll give you all the pictures on the SD card.
I don't want none of that.
I took like 10 videos of women, you know, using the bathroom and everything. And naked and moving out their tampons and everything. I did all the pictures and video of it.
Damn, dude, you need to go to jail.
No, come on, come on, man. Just help me out. I'll pay you whatever. I'll suck your dick, even, you know?
No.
I'll suck your dick, man.
Well, where Taco Bell you at?
Oh, the one on 17th? 17th, you know?
And what?
And Rosecrans? Rosecrans. Well, Rosecrans.
When do you need it? Done. Huh? Right now?
Yeah, can I text you the address? I'm gonna text you the address so you put in your GPS.
No, call somebody else.
I'll give you all these pictures of girls in there with their pants.
I don't want any of those pictures.
Their pants down, their panties down. They're good pictures.
No, don't want none of that.
Look,
Ken
saw them. He'll tell you, Ken, what's up with you? Like the pictures, Ken?
Oh, they're fucking fantastic.
See? They're good pictures.
The panties are down. They're good. They're very good.
See? It's good.
No,
picture.
I don't mean. No, don't want those. Have your buddy do it. Have Ken do it.
He doesn't know. He's got like one hand only.
I don't do patchwork. I got my hand on my dick at all times. Come on, I got one hand. I can't do the work.
Yeah.
Well, then you don't need any work for me. You got your whip in your hand. Just throw it in the hole.
Well, we take pictures in the bathroom, the men's bathroom too, if you want to see them.
No, I don't want to see
them. You want to see my dick?
Come on, man.
No, that's all right.
Come on, man. Okay, bye. Bye. Go away.
Touch my penis.
Did he hang up?
No, he did.
Anyway, abortion. Here's another UK number here. Mr. Robert Emmanuel. That's a valuable name, Emmanuel. La, 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 la. You want to do a prank call, Dirty Aaron? Yell at me.
Hey, does he want to donate?
There you go.
Are you there?
What? Huh?
Can you hear me?
Hey, man. Donate. My video's off because I want it off.
Hello?
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 Hello, this is Mr. Brent Westbrook calling from the Memorial and Statue Fund for Margaret Thatcher.
From the toilet.
From the toilet.
What?
We have you down for a pledge for 75 pounds.
What do you want to vote?
I'm on about the Margaret Thatcher statue, sir. We have you down for 75 pence. Huh? Fuck you. They don't like Margaret Thatcher.
I'm sorry I said that, Aaron. I was just being stupid.
That's okay.
He's strongly divided on Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah. You didn't give me his fucking name, though.
Have an echo. It sounds like you're in the toilet, so I said you're in the
toilet. Shut those fucking kids up.
Start calling the table
here. Hello. Your call cannot be taken at the moment.
That sucks.
Hello.
I'm team leader.
On the toilet. Aaron's like, yes, on the toilet. Thank you, Carlito, for ruining my call.
Yeah, statue on top of the toilet.
Sound like Death Fox talking over people's calls. Sorry.
Hello, your call cannot be taken at the moment, so please leave your message after the tone.
You're right.
Oh, fat book, god damn it.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Lord. Hello, good lord. Nope.
we had Milkman Jr. on the line last night. He was straight snoring on the fucking line. Jose was.
Oh, Jose. Busy.
I expected Milkman to fucking be out by now.
Well, it was funny. It's because I was like, he started real faint, and I thought someone was fucking around, but then he was straight snoring. Wow. And I was like, who the fuck is sleeping? And he's like, it's me, that's me. Don't hang up.
What does he want to
dirty,
be when he's
dirty sleeping? Dirty Aaron Jones. Mute!
He's playing a sound effect in the background. The same thing that they did to me, Aaron.
Hello?
You know, Hermano set me up, too.
Hey, Robert.
Hello?
Is it Robert?
Yes.
Oh, good. I'm calling from the Margaret Thatcher Memorial Service. I wanted to know if you wanted to be involved, come on the TV and talk about how much you love Margaret Thatcher and her iron panties.
Not really. Good morning to you.
You know, she wore metallic panties and underwear.
She wore chainmail panties.
Just call him back. Let me rifle a little something off to him.
He said good morning to you. That's nice of him. Good morning to you.
Robert.
Good day. Yes. Hello?
Robert?
Yes?
Fuck yeah, Mr. Westwood calling. Good morning.
Good morning to you, sir. This is Mr. Westwood. Hello? Do you hear me? Fucker?
Who is this?
This is Mr. Westwood calling from Margaret Thatcher Memorial Statue Fund. We have you down for a pledge of 100 pence.
Toilet.
In the toilet. What we're doing is we're having in Buckingham Palace, they're going to dedicate a toilet to Margaret Thatcher, and we want, it's going to be made of gold. And we have you down for 100 pounds as a donation. Do you understand, Robert? I don't think you understand, sir.
Do we need a translator?
I think so. I have a British translator here. I think he's just flipped on the phone, actually.
I think he died.
Good day to you, sir.
Good morrow.
Good day, sir.
Good day, you fucking asshole.
Good day, dude. All right, next one. Here's another
just
Robert.
Just killed a guy.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Request the pranks.
You guys like... oh, yeah, request the pranks. Here's another Robert first, though, okay? Take it easy there, buddy. Ken, you ever wear Stetson cologne?
Negative. I don't wear that shit.
He's not like 73. He doesn't wear Stetson.
No?
Yeah, Ken wears skin bracer instead of cologne. He puts a little bit of aftershave down on his balls and testicles. His ball sack, you know?
That's bullshit. I put high karate down there.
You got that, Robert?
Baby powder.
I use Gold Bond. Medicated
Gold Bond. Your wife fucking loves it.
It burns my pee-pee a little bit. The burning goes away after a while, Robert.
Hey, Robert, how far can your wife open her mouth? Because I got two big balls for her.
I got a fistful. That did it.
That did it. That, you don't talk about her wife.
Yeah,
only his balls go in there.
Yeah, you don't talk about his wife. And her big mouth. Hello.
Baby father. I use Gold Bond. Medicated Gold Bond.
Shut up. What's wrong with you? Oh, man. Gold Bond's great stuff. You guys,
Robert's not fucking having it.
Nope. He's just hitting the buttons. Hitting buttons, motherfucker. Here's a song.
He's hitting the switches for the bitches.
Request a prank. Here we go. Margaret Thatcher. God bless her. I don't see your request of pranks yet. Let me go back.
I sent them about a half hour before showtime.
Okay, that's why.
So are you available on Saturday night, CK10?
Say that again?
Are you available on Saturday nights?
Usually. Saturday's hangover day, so I'm usually awake at stupid o'clock, certainly.
Oh, okay.
British time.
Stupid o'clock.
See, Ted's the better UK guy. We get gin, he's like, I don't drink, I don't do this, I just suck a lot of cock.
Gin's super healthy, though. He's an athlete, I'm just a soldier.
Don't make excuses for him, come on.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you gotta train hard for the arrows.
How many push-ups can you do, UK Ted? In a minute, how many?
The minimum requirement.
Depends.
Hello?
Hey, how are you? You had Chinese family looking for roommate machine?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, do you have daughter or no? Hello? Hey, ho, ho. Hello? Hey.
Fucker.
I hit hold on accident.
Whoops. I know you did.
Try it again.
I actually hung up when everybody at least wants a show.
I think you could probably pay just a few bucks more if you get their daughter to love you long time.
Wow.
No, that's how you pay the rent.
Hello?
Yeah, are you still looking for the place for rent? A roommate? You have a roommate? Looking for a roommate?
Yes.
Okay, and what kind of family is this that you have? Chinese family?
Yes, Chinese.
How many people in the family?
Is it cool?
Two? Just you and your husband?
No. And my daughter.
You and your daughter, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then what kind of food? Do you have all American food only, or do you make Chinese food?
Oh, maybe you have something wrong. We don't make food.
No? Because I don't want to... Yeah. I'm just worried about the smell, because I heard Chinese people make very stinky food.
Oh, you don't like the smell of Chinese food, right?
Yeah, but what do you make? What do you eat? What kind of food?
Oh, we make Chinese food.
You eat Chinese? What kind of Chinese food? Was does it smell strong? Is it bad food?
I don't know. If you don't like Chinese food, I think...
You have Pape people?
What people?
Pape people?
Sabi, but it's it.
Huh? Well, what did you say? Did you just make something up, UK Ted? Was that legit?
No.
You did a call once where you were talking to China and you were just making random noises.
I'm curious to know how old her daughter is, that's all.
She's old enough. If she's old enough to go to the store, she's old enough to get bread.
Wow. Okay.
Shit.
All right, here's someone who needs a roommate to share a 1-inch bedroom condo. Okay, cool.
No, it's a 1-bedroom condo.
That's those inches there. All right. I was going to say 1 inches, man.
Well, I was listening to a podcast all day, the one where you sort of talked to the Mexican guy about sharing a room with him.
Oh, Baz is here. Hey, Big Baz.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Big baby Baz. Big baloney Baz. Big baloney Baz.
I got the big baloney.
You have reached the voicemail box of 4242.
You've reached the gay voicemail box.
Look at the chat. Scotland won. Carlito, UK, Ted, and Ken moved to share an apartment with two Chinese women equals creepy.
Yeah, kinda. Yeah, what are you gonna do?
Then Skype police is being awful creepy, screaming, I want to see the video.
Oh, ew, man.
The video.
It's secret video right now. You don't want to know what's going on here. Nothing for you to see here. It's like the end of that movie 7 right now. All right, let's see. Female wants to share a studio apartment, did not specify if preferred, and male or female. All right, here we go.
Yeah, let's move fucking Laugh Track Madden.
If anyone on the conference wants to do this, let me know now before I dial it. Anybody? No. Call them.
I got nothing.
We ran the room? Is that it?
Yep, any of you, you know. You want.
I'll do it.
Yeah, all right. L.A.
You have reached the voicemail box of...
I'll try again. Ow.
Damn.
Hello?
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 Hello, this is... I'm calling to rent a room.
I'm sorry, it's gone.
No, it's not. I'll pay extra.
I'm sorry, it's gone.
I suck your dick.
So what if I mount your big hairy pussy to rent the room? Will that work? Sick.
Oh, that was nasty. Thank you. Thank you for that visual.
You like that fucking sound effect right there?
That was pretty good. Yeah, man. Keep doing stuff like that. That's a good sound effect.
Gross.
Okay, Alonzo wants to share a studio apartment with 3 other males. Holy shit.
Oh, God.
Alonzo is a fucking security guard. I remember that one.
He's a security guard and an actor, dude. Really? Wow. Don't forget the actor part. That's even more
fucking dual threat right there.
Actor, man.
He's an extra on Univision.
I'm pretty sure in this one he's got like 2 other roommates. He wants an additional one. So, yeah.
He dances in the background of Sábado Gigante. Hello. Hey, Alonzo. You have a studio apartment for sharing with people?
Oh, the Avalon.
Yeah, you have it? Hello?
Hold on, it's right here. Hold on. Hello?
Hey, is that Alonzo?
Hey, what's up? What's your name?
Oh, this is Valente. I see you have a studio apartment you're sharing.
Actually, I'm just running out space in my studio, and I just charge guys $275, so I'm turning my studio into like a living place for guys who, you know, for like a low spot in my apartment. So.
Oh, why are you charging? I don't understand. What?
Well, I'm only charging space for bed space.
Oh,
my apartment.
Okay, so then what about the toilet?
Oh, of course. I'm gonna be a little clear.
Okay.
Basically, I'm renting out bed space in my apartment, and of course, you're welcome to the kitchen, to the rest home. That's legal, so I'm gonna do that kitchen. So it's like a group of guys or four, sometimes I have five, to have a big, master studio, so where it works for pretty much everybody else. So I try to keep a limit of four, even, five guys.
Oh, do you have, like, is this one of those, my friend was telling me sometimes you call and they say these things, then you go down there and you start offering more money if I masturbate on the couch, on the video and all that?
Oh my gosh, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, do you have, like, the whole masturbation party that you take a video and pictures of?
Oh, no. No.
Do you, like, you guys have girlfriends and stuff, or, like, what's up?
Hold on.
You have a girlfriend?
Hello?
Hey.
Hi, it's Daniel. I'm one of Alonzo's roommates. No, it's a legit place to rent to lay your head down at night and go to bed. I have a girlfriend. I'm straight.
It's not a porno place, right? Like that, like where they...
No, hell no.
Yeah, I called for one and I showed up and the guy was telling me, he was like, yeah, we have cameras in all the rooms and you're going to be moving in and here's this guy. His name is Pickle Boy, they said.
Pickle Boy?
Yeah, that was his nickname or something. I was real confused and then.
Oh, fuck no, dude. That is not this. This is a legit, you want to rent and stay kind of a place.
And then they had a confession couch, and we had to sit there in front of the camera in the confession couch. And then he said how much to watch him, and he said that he likes kissing guys. I've ever kissed a guy, he asked me, and he offered to kiss me just to try it out, he said, just to practice. He's like,
let's
pretend we're each other's girlfriends, he said, and he said that we could kiss for practicing. I said, no, I don't like that kind of thing, you know?
No, you got this all confused.
No, we
are a legit place.
Yeah.
We rent to you. If you want to rent, you stay there. You do whatever you need to do throughout the day, and that's basically it.
Can I bring my girlfriend back and have privacy?
Sure, I guess. I mean, yeah, you can have a girlfriend over.
Yeah, but, you know, like, the bathroom itself... Can I bring her into the bathroom while you guys are there, or can I have the bed and you guys wait outside?
Well, people aren't there all the time. They're usually out, so, I mean,
right. That's
not always going to be a problem.
All right, and what's the policy for using the bathroom?
Use the bathroom. If you have to go to the bathroom, use the bathroom, I mean, common courtesy stuff.
Is there a limit,
you know what I mean?
Is there a limit to how many toilet you can make?
No.
How many? It's just one toilet, right? And it's private?
Just one toilet is private. If you're going to use it, use it. If you're not, you're not. I mean.
Okay. And do you all sit down on the toilet or to everything? Or do you just stand?
Do we sit down on the toilet?
Huh?
Hey.
Do you all share?
Like you're asking if we sit down?
Yeah.
What do you mean if we sit down on the toilet? I don't understand the question.
If you have a lot of guys who stand to pee, there's a lot of urine that gets on the floor and on the side.
Oh, I understand what you're saying. You're worried about that. No. We keep it clean. If you make a mess, clean it up. That's what I mean.
Do you stand up or guys stand up? All of you stand up to your pee?
Do I stand up when I pee?
Well, the rest of you, everyone there, like, how does it work?
I mean, I stand up when I pee. I don't know what they do because I don't watch them go pee.
Are the beds all separate?
Yeah, the beds are separate. You're not even sleeping in the same bed with somebody.
Yeah, I know that, but at some point, if we get comfortable, can we push all the beds together and make one big bed?
You want to push all the beds together and make one?
We lay around, you know, and have, like, sleepover parties on Saturday night. We talk about just kissing our girlfriends, you know, and how we...
You want to ask, wait, lay around and
have... Oh, goddamn.
We could talk about how cool it is to kiss our girlfriends and how awesome our girlfriends are. And then I'll say to you, like, oh, hey, you ever kissed a guy? Maybe it feels the same way. Let's try.
How old are you?
I'm 18.
You're 18?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, we're a clean group of guys, you know? I mean, I don't think we're going to push the bet together, but...
Push the bet together, and then I'll tell you, like, hey, let's kiss and see if it feels the same way, and then we, you know...
Yeah, but I'm straight. I wouldn't do that. I don't know about the other guys. They might. I mean...
It doesn't mean you're gay. It's just, you know, we're just doing it for the cameras and for money.
No cameras, my friend. No,
because I can sit on my laptop and I'm on this webcam site, and you don't.
I mean, that's kind of a privacy thing. I mean, if people don't want to be on film, they don't have to be on film.
The men don't pay; they just give you tips for whatever you're doing, and you actually get a lot. You can get a lot of money. We can split it up. Like if me and you, we can pretend. We'll just pretend we're gay, you know, and.
How do you pretend you're gay?
No, we just like, you know, we just hold hands and maybe I'll give you a massage and you give me a massage on the back massage.
I'm not actually gay.
But it's for
money. The other roommates are gay. The landlord is bisexual, but I'm not gay. He's bisexual, and the other roommates are. Some of them are gay. I mean, you're welcome to come over and look at the place and stay, but there's nothing weird that goes on.
Yeah, I know. The website is called StraightGuyCam.com. That's what it's StraightGuyFirstTimeCam.com.
Okay, and what is it that? Well, can I ask you a question? What is your name again?
This is Valente.
Let's turn him. Fuck yeah.
Valente. I'm watching the site now. There's a guy on there right now.
You're watching what?
I'm watching the website now. There's a guy on there. But anyway, what I'm saying is, like, I've got the webcam and everything, and then we can make some extra money, you know, if, you know, we pretend that we know each other, that we're roommates, let's say, we'll pretend. You know, if I'm your roommate, then we can be for real. And then we hold hands on the bed and we talk. All you do is you sit there and you talk and type to the people and ask for tips. And if they send you a tip, then maybe we kiss each other or we take our shirts off, you know, just our t-shirts off. So they can
see. Yeah, but I'm not. I would not probably be open to something like that.
They can see our pectoral muscles, you know. And then we can smell each other, you know, on the camera, and people will send us money. We can smell each other's hair.
We can do what now?
We can smell each other's hair.
Fuck yeah.
Let's do it.
Hello?
Yeah.
Excuse me, Valente. Can I break in?
Hello?
Yeah, my buddy's going to break in. He's my supervisor. He's going to help out because I got a lot of
shit. Yeah, no. I'm actually the producer here at StraightGuysFirstTime.com. Hello,
you're calling from Nevada. Yeah.
Yeah, my name is Doug Jesperson. I'm the producer here at StraightGuysFirstTime.com. And one of your roommates sent us your picture. They thought that you might be interested in appearing on our website. So my man Valente here called you up to try to see if he might be able to get a room. And we'll just cut to the chase. You know, for $1,000, would you do it with Valente on camera for our listening or viewing audience? What do you say?
Well, the guy with the shades, you want him to do a scene with a gay guy for an audience?
No, we want you to do a scene with Valente for our audience on StraightGuyFirstTime.com.
Well, I'm straight, but I'm not interested in being with... Yeah, I'm straight, but I'm not interested in being with a man.
Well, you just, you know, it doesn't make you gay if you just do it one time for the camera. And you never know.
Well,
it might go into the world of straight pornography.
Well, here's the problem, my friend. If I was to do this, you know what I would ask for?
What?
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah. I'd probably ask for $1,000,000. I really would. I'm not kidding. That would be my limit on something like that. $1,000,000 up front, you write me a check and I'll consider it.
You gotta be kidding. You know, even the big box stars don't make that kind of money.
Is that your soft limit or hard limit?
Well, you know, I thought this phone call was that somebody was looking for a place to rent. I had no idea there was some advertisement for a sex
fuck
line.
Yeah. I want to rent your asshole, and I got a big dick to put it in.
Here, let me let you talk to one of our top performers, Big Ken here. He can give you a blow-by-blow account of what it's like to be on our website.
I want to rent your asshole. You sound fantastic. Fuck yeah. You know, we get the job done. We get put in Redbox. You know, we're at CVS and Walgreens all over the nation. People will be renting our video.
What
do you think? I don't know. No, come on. Your parents would be so proud of you.
You know, we can give you some poppers that would make it a little bit easier for the first time. You know, it kind of loosens things up. And,
some poppers?
Yeah, poppers. You know what poppers are?
Fuck yeah.
Poppers are illegal drugs that you inhale, and they loosen the anal sphincter, and it allows it easier to penetrate in the first time.
I could put a baseball bat in there. It'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
You put a baseball bat in there. That's interesting.
Yeah, if you put some poppers in there, oh, fuck yeah, no problem.
Ben knows all about poppers. So does Valente.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So are you guys in, we're in California, and you guys seem like you guys are out in Nevada.
Yep. No, we're in Vegas, but the company's based out of Vegas, but we got a new house in California. It's called the Straight Guy First Time House.
Yeah, we're in the San Fernando Valley, you know, porn valley.
We have 120,000 subscribers paying $19.99 a month to watch the cams inside the house.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. I mean, Valente and Ken are two of our more successful performers. You know, they'll be real gentle on you the first time. So what do you say? Are you interested?
I imagine us out in the car.
No, he's a weirdo. You don't want me to go.
Maybe slamming your head in the car door, that type of thing.
All right, all right.
He's all right. He's going to do it.
Yeah. Get the contract. Hello? That motherfucker's going to sign it.
Yeah, if you can provide us, do you have access to faxes there at this number? We can fax over the details in the contract. You just sounded like you verbally agreed, so we can get the ball rolling on this right now.
I'm going to give you the weed because I'll pick up more next week. Hello?
Hello.
Would the bisexual landlord be interested, or the gay guys you said that live there?
I'm the other roommate, the one that's going to rent it, but I don't know. Are you interested in renting or not?
The fuck yeah, I am.
Yeah, we're going to put in some webcams and everything there for you.
Yeah, we'd have to hardwire them in.
Kind of the gay Jersey Shore thing going on, you know?
You know, to make them as natural as
possible. Oh, are you some kind of foreign director or something?
Say again?
Are you some kind of foreign director?
Yeah, we're the producers of the website straightguyfirsttime.com. We specialize in highlighting straight guys who do gay sex for the first time.
Oh, okay.
And so we film them. We come out with maybe one or two new videos per week. We have thousands of subscribers that subscribe, and they log onto our website. Well, we offer about $1,000 for the first time appearance.
Okay.
So does this sound like something you might be interested in?
Yeah, I wouldn't pay for a DL guy.
Sorry, you've got a bad connection. Say again, please.
Okay, what do you pay for a DL guy?
DL guys?
Yeah.
Oh, we pay about $2,000 for them.
Okay, I got one question. Do you, if I just wanted a fart or two, will I be able to use a condom?
Oh, absolutely not. We specialize in being all natural.
Okay, then. Will I be able to see if these guys, you know, their paper and say you want to go get checked?
Yeah, we have a Mexican nurse that comes in and tests them, and the samples are sent off to Mexico where they're analyzed by a first-rate clinic down in Mexico. You probably heard about the quality of these laboratories in Mexico, and the turnaround time on the testing is about 2 days, and we get the reports facts back to us, and the Mexican nurse comes in and she tells us whether or not they're healthy or not. You know, we try to keep our overhead low by outsourcing that to Mexico. You know, the testing that they do down there in Mexico has about a 85% certainty rate. So, you know, there's only a 15% chance that the result might come back wrong, but, you know, just 15%, you know, that's not too bad.
Didn't know what happened. Okay. So I'm a black dude. I'm a good looking. So, are you looking to hire a clean cut black dude?
Sure, we hire for all races.
So how much will I start off at, I guess?
Well, you know, our usual $1,000. But usually,
okay, what
you know,
do you got?
You know, usually
what do you got
sometimes, you know, we might have to, we have an affiliate website, that specializes in, black guys doing it with, farm animals. So we might need to start you out there. So, you know, a dog or a pig or a cow.
I can't do that.
You can do that?
No, I cannot do that.
Well, you know, Valente and Ken got their start with that. They can give you a little bit of perspective. It's not so bad, right, Ken?
Pass the chicken over.
Ken was in a movie called Cream Street, and he was also in a movie called Pass the Chicken.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
And I think Valente here got to start with a prize heifer.
I was also on Cream Street.
You know, that's not my real voice. You know, I had these chickens, you know, they offered me the opportunity to take these chickens on, and it's really led to places, you know. I make a good amount of money, you know, about, you know, 1,200 or so a film.
Are you crazy? Are you serious?
But, hey, it got me my start. What do you want? You know, it's a tough industry to bust into.
Everyone has to start at that level. We all gay porno. Yeah,
I mean, it's not as
well,
if
let
I
me fuck
wear
you.
A condom or something. You know, I wore a condom when I fucked the chicken.
Well, let me fuck you then.
No, I'm not a bottom. Hello? That's not possible.
Would you be okay with not having sex with a horse, but having sex with a man with a horse, like, right next to you guys, just kind of looking at you guys?
Nah.
Like, in front of
the
horse.
Oh, you're talking about Ernie. Oh, we could get Ernie. Well, that would be a good show.
If he actually doesn't want to be penetrated, maybe he can just masturbate the horse.
Yeah.
While Ken does him from behind.
Yeah, we're also looking for a man who'll have anal sex with another man in a room with about 6 dogs inside of it. Well, like, a few dogs. You're not going to do anything sexual with the animals, but the dogs will just, you know, hang out, lay down, and watch.
It's kind of a take on, you know, that show Hoarders. You know, somebody's hoarding all these dogs, and you're just in there just fucking pumping away, and the dogs are watching.
I don't know.
It's 6 Rottweilers and a Doberman Pinscher.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
They're good dogs. They're good dogs.
Some of our actors actually say it's, you know, quite erotic with all those dogs around. You know, strangely. Well,
wherever they do that,
they
gotta be weird, freaky, and it's crazy. I'll be in too much fear if you try to get busy.
Good, motherfucker. Oh, fuck yeah.
The dogs are just going to be hanging out in the room. That's it. They're not going to do nothing but the dogs.
They're movie dogs. They're fucking professionally trained.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
We'll let them sniff your hand first, and you can pet them and kind of get to know them. And,
yeah.
You know, they only bite every once in a while, so.
Yeah, you can feed them and everything.
They might kind of nip at you. They kind of tend to nip at black guys. So I think they've been trained that way.
Yeah, and we have a guy who has a stun gun on behind camera, so if anything happens, he'll just shoot dog.
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, I mean, the NPSA, or the animal cruelty people can't really touch us there, because that would be considered self-defense if we had to tase the dogs when they start attacking.
The other thing is, we can put a lion on a chain outside. We're gonna put a lion on a chain and put you and the other guy, Ernie, just outside of the maximum reach of that chain. And then you guys have sex, and then we'll edit out the chain so you can't see in post-production. You know, we'll clean it out in post.
Hello?
It'll look like the lion's just sitting there laying, watching you guys, fuck.
Yeah. The lion enjoys it quite a lot.
Yeah, and he can't reach you. He's just out of reach. He's just outside of reach.
Well, ain't that fun, like, having sex in front of a lion and just daring that lion to come over there to bite us and kill us?
No, it's
because
you're not listening. You guys are in a position where we'll measure it, and it'll be right outside the reach of the chain, the maximum reach. So he won't be able to come near you as long as you stay within, you know, no closer than where we tell you. We'll put a mark on the ground that you can't see on camera, but it's obvious, don't go behind this mark. And then the lion, the chain.
Oh, man, that's bullshit. Yeah. You told me that same shit, and I got a fucking lion fucking claw mark across my ass.
No, that's not. That's
oh, you got it. Shut up, Ken.
Well, the whole thing is...
Well, I've been thinking about getting my leg bit off and doing something wild.
We'll start off, we'll give you a spear, we'll put you in a loincloth, and Ernie's black, we'll put him in the same thing. And maybe have a bone going through your nose or some cells in your earlobe.
That'd be
like
really
that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Will he come on my thigh?
Well, whatever you feel comfortable with. But it'll look like you're on the African savannah and there's a lion there, you know. You guys are like, fuck it. Well, fuck.
Because I've been dying for a guy just to come, some put some milk on my thighs and then have an animal, maybe like a snake, and they just bite me. That's what I want to feel pain on one side of my body, the other side I can turn on.
All right.
Fuck it. Yeah. I mean, we get an anaconda or some shit.
You got some good ideas, Alonzo. I like that.
Yeah, you know, I think this might work out.
Yeah, maybe we can give you ass release and thigh release also.
Would you repeat that again?
We'll give you a scene, a thigh release scene to start off for your first scene, the thigh release.
What about some type of medication?
No, a thigh release is just when you finish, you release on the thighs of the guy. That'll be your first.
Oh, yeah.
First scene ever. Now we need to get a name for you. Was there a name? What about Kamala, the Ugandan giant?
I'm not. Will that fit me? I'm not a giant,
How big are you?
I got his name. I got his name right
I'm 5'11".
Little Black Sambo.
How big are you?
That's what we need to do right there. Little Black
Sambo. Oh, how big is my dick?
Yeah.
It's just 9 inches, but I think it's probably 13. I can stretch it.
Are you cut?
Run I cut. Am 9 inches, but I can stretch it, so it gets to 13.
Yeah, would you be willing to wear some weights on it? You know, do some training? We can stretch it out to maybe like 10 or 11?
Yeah.
Oh, my balls, yeah, I can wear some weights on my balls.
No, we're talking about are you cut or uncut?
I'm uncut.
Perfect.
Okay, so we'd have to retract the foreskin, then we can tie some fishing line around the tip and then put like a couple of 3 pound fishing weights on it.
I go up my ass. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And well, do you feel okay with that name, Kamala, the Ugandan giant? You think that you don't like giant?
Yeah, I am a giant.
All right, so Kamala.
I stand on tables.
Yeah, Kamala the Ugandan Giant. That'll be your star name, your adult film name.
Really? My adult? Yeah, I've been thinking about something really crazy, but when I have sex, and, you know, once a guy that's pushing me down and, like, give me some good head, I like to push my way. I just start running all over the furniture because I'm kind of like, I get crazy when I have bomb sex.
We'll tell people you're from Uganda, that you escaped Uganda, all right?
Actually, you know, we do have some other actors that are quite a bit bigger than 9 inches, so giant might be pushing it, because our clients, you know, our customers are used to seeing these guys. So would you be opposed to using the trade name of Little Black Sambo?
Hello?
Yeah, would you be willing to use the trade name Little Black Sambo?
No, this is his friend, Daniel.
Oh, hey, Daniel.
Oh, hey, Daniel.
Hey, handsome. How are you, guy?
He was thinking we could have sex with homeless people.
Oh, that's out there.
Yeah, you know. What do you think, Ken?
Well, what if
that's pretty fucked up.
What if we put him?
Daniel the Malacca? Is that who this is?
Whatever. Listen. What if we put him? We'll put him in a loincloth and give him the spear and the nose and his bone, and then we pretend like we brought him to Los Angeles, like, you know, like for the first time from the African savannah.
What fucking planet are you guys from? This is funny.
And we'll show him around town, and he'll be like, "Ooh, wow, look at the car! The car moving, you know." And he's amazed.
Oh, the plane.
And we show him a urinal that flushes by itself, you know, when you hit the when you trip the sensor, and he'll be amazed, and then we'll have a homeless guy, and we'll say, "Hey, homeless man, we'll give you this liquor if you have sex with this guy from a tribe in Africa." And then
it'll be kind of like that movie, "The Gods Must Be Crazy," where the African bushman went to the big city. Well, I'm glad you're getting some amusement out of this, but we're strictly business here.
We're going to call it Cream Street, and in the end, the guy becomes like a...
Well, amusement? You guys are strictly business?
Well, yeah. I mean, this is a web business. We're profit.
Well,
we strictly think in terms of profit, bottom line.
What's the name of your website?
StraightGuysFirstTime.com.
Cream
StraightGuysFirstTime.com.
CreamStreet.com.
Yeah, CreamStreet.com. Yeah, AfricanPygmySex.com.
AfricanPygmySex.com?
No, AfricanPygmySex.com.
AfricanPygmySex.com?
Yeah. You know, the guys in the loincloth with the bone in there. Yeah, and then our associate Milkman, he has another website that he directs. What is that, Milkman?
It's for lactated women.
Yeah, this is actually a Katie Gay site. It's bellyboners.com.
Bellyboners.com. That's where we get a bunch of gay guys to pop on one straight guy's belly.
Oh, wow, that's pretty interesting.
Fuck yeah, poppers. Poppers, oh, goddamn. Yeah.
But like we said in the beginning, you know, most of our guys get their starts with the farm animals. So, you know, there's probably a cow or a pig or maybe a sheep.
Yeah, like a cow. That's
in line for the first shoot only.
What about a monkey?
Yeah. No, we could do monkeys too.
What about like an orangutan?
You know, we'll get a bunch of monkeys and they can throw shit at you.
What about like, what about like an orangutan?
Don't have that motherfucker fuck monkeys. That's how I got AIDS, you motherfuckers.
Yeah. Well, you remember we put you in the middle of the circle, Ken, and then the monkeys threw other shit at you and you rubbed it all over yourself?
Yeah. Oh, I was rubbing it. The monkeys threw shit at me.
Yeah.
And I rubbed it all over me.
You know, some of our customers really get into that.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
What the fuck is this? A circle jerk?
Got
a pivot,
man? Hello? Yes. You got any more parts? Because I have a 9-inch. I have a nice. We have a nice hash. But one of my friends.
You are a lying motherfucker. No, don't even talk anymore. You are a lying bitch. Pass the phone on. Pass the fucking phone on. You don't have shit.
Ken here can
you
really
gotta be
tell.
Kidding me.
He can tell just by a
person. I can judge talking to you, your buddy, on the other hand. Hey,
what's that?
If you don't pass the fucking phone on, you're going to be judging my fist up your ass on the other end. Pass the phone on, pal.
Y'all still talking to each other?
I'm going to put my dick
put
in
the next guy on.
Ear if you don't shut your mouth.
You're out.
Hello?
Hello. Who are we talking to now?
Yeah, have you guys got any more parts? I would like to bend over and let the cow to beat the shit out of my ass.
Yeah, you can be.
That's been one of my favorites.
You can be Lysol. That'll be your name. Lysol will be your name. Yeah, you can have sex with a cow, is it? You want a cow? You want some cow ass or cow pussy? What do you want?
Cow pussy and, you know, and I want the other part of the back of your ass.
Okay, yeah, I'll get my tight little asshole all ready for you. I trained my asshole with poppers.
You got cake? You got a fat ass booty?
Yeah, I got a nice pound cake booty, apple shaped booty, nice tight virgin asshole.
I'll bang the shit out your ass.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, man.
You can even handle this, dude. This is a black banana.
Ew. That means
it's over.
Black bananas are rotten and they fall apart.
Yeah.
And then they're soft. Yeah, black banana. You have a disease.
You say dude with banana, they dicks fall apart?
Yeah, it's black bananas are soft and they're rotten and they have flies flying around them, gnats.
Not this, buddy.
Oh, that's what you've got, a black banana. It starts out with spots and then it just turns black.
Okay, what about a dude that has a half a banana and a straight dick that just stands straight up?
Well, that's different, yeah. Hey, man, I'm going to go play basketball, all right?
Yeah, you know what? We'll basically have a conference and talk about everything that we've talked about with you guys. And, you know, if we're interested in casting you, we'll contact you in the next, say, 48 hours. How does that sound?
Okay.
Yeah? Remember, you know, it'll probably be with some kind of a farm animal to begin with, but only for the first shoot.
Okay. But
so
that little smart one in the back, I would like to do a scene with that little smart one if he can hang with me.
We'll just have to see how you guys handle the cows and the pigs first. Then we'll go from there.
Hmm.
You know, maybe a chicken or two.
Well, you're doing too much.
Well, you know, that's
I don't know.
Those are the hoops you got to jump through.
You said the cow. You said okay.
I've got a conference, another conference call I've got to take, so I'm going to let you wrap up with my associate Valente here.
Yeah,
we'll be in touch.
Would you kick a chicken Would you kick a chicken while you're masturbating standing up?
No.
Like a live chicken, Like, just go up to
No. Me. Oh, are you crazy?
Like, you'd have your dick in your hand and you're jerking it, and then there's a chicken in front of you going, bark, 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 and you kick him. And
he Hell goes, no, I can't do that. That's crazy.
He goes like, bark, 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 and he flies away.
Nah, I don't do that. And I'll bring you over.
And you chase him with your pecker out, like, you got a heart on and it's flopping everywhere, and the chicken's scared of it.
You know, I don't know who you are. I like to bend your ass over and give you a couple of spankings and yeah. beat my dick and then stick it all in your mouth.
Yeah, but will you run around with your boner hanging out, run after me for a little while and we'll tape it?
Nah, I don't know about that.
Oh, come on.
I like how he draws the line running.
You know, you got diarrhea at the mouth. I would like to take a vaginal person or a round my dick all up in your mouth and then tape it shut and go to sleep. All right. Hoping you don't bite.
Could we strip all your clothes off and have you carry around a peach basket on your head?
Oh, you gotta be crazy.
Yeah, no clothing or makeup, just you walking around outside on a hill with a peach basket full of peaches on it.
That's some crazy stuff. I can't do all that. It's not like you said something about
It's a Civil War avant noir movie I'm making about the dichotomy of man.
I got one question. Is this really you guys hired for like the new porn or
yeah.
This is
No, we're just throwing out ideas out there that we have for movies.
People do this stuff.
Well, yeah, we just need to know where the line is, like what's acceptable. So far,
I'm not gonna fuck anything involving exercise,
you're not too keen on?
Yeah, we're looking for your hard limits and soft limits, that's all.
Oh, you know, you're a freak. You do it too much. Now, I was thinking about letting a cow lick my ass. How about that? Is that good enough?
Cow has a big tongue, yeah.
Do you have a big tongue?
No, a cow does. I'm not a cow.
Would you lick my ass?
No, I don't do that. No, I don't like messing with the ass. That's not my thing. That's Ken's thing. He likes a nice ass.
He would if
he
likes
a look, yeah.
Ken's 69 a cow.
He'll put
oh my god.
He'll put ketchup on
it. You gotta be kidding. People catch what?
Oh no, fuck yeah. I put my elbow all the way in from the back. It's no big deal.
Ken has his famous
sin. Gotta be kidding me.
Ken has a famous sin. He took like 3 ketchup packets and put them in his ass, and he squeezed really hard. He has a nice round front ass.
Y'all some freaky motherfuckers.
I put it in my ass, and then I squeezed real hard, and as soon as they popped, I went, oh, fuck, yeah. I mean, that's my catchphrase.
They popped, and he said, oh, fuck, yeah, and then this guy, his cousin came over and licked all the ketchup. Yeah, man.
Oh, that's some nasty ass shit. I don't do nothing stuff like that. That's just sick.
Because he's got such a nice, hard, firm ass, he can pop ketchup packets in his ass and have guys come over and eat it all out.
Well, shit, maybe because he's a freak, he's a damn
That was the salad tossing scene we had in Cream Street.
In Queen Street.
Yeah, that was a classic scene.
That's the name of the movie, Cream Street. Yeah, we made that movie.
Oh, you wouldn't believe it.
That's some freaky ass.
No. We did a scene where I was a worker at McDonald's, and somebody ordered a salad, and they wanted some ranch, so I said, coming right up, and I put the packets in my ass, and just pop right out there on the salad, and they were like, thank you, sir.
You know, it smells like a guy that would do that.
Oh, I would do that. Oh, fuck yeah.
Hey, real quick, I'm gonna play you a scene from that movie. This is Cream Street. This is there's a scene here, which is the one where Ken over there, he did the whole move, you know, with the ketchup packets.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he was like, oh, fuck yeah, I'm gonna see if I can find that. I want you to hear it. He's really talented. It's an older movie, though.
I bet he is doing bullshit like that.
You probably never heard of the movie, you know, but here it is. Let me play it real quick for you.
It's one of our proudest moments here.
How many packets of ketchup would you like, sir?
2, please.
Well, let me give you 3.
All right.
Would you like some salad, fucking mustard, dude, with that too?
Oh yeah.
Oh fuck yeah, here we go.
Mustard.
God damn. There it is.
See, there it is. That's the scene.
Oh my god. For crazy shit.
Yeah, man, that's crazy. So, hey, are you down? You know, you gotta send us your social security number and the W-4 filled out.
Whoa. You gotta send a social security number over the phone, or do I fill out some papers in person?
We'll send you a W-9 and you need to put in your social security number, mother's name.
We'll also need a valid credit card number, too, so that we can
make an initial payment on your workers' comp insurance.
Yeah, and your mother's maiden name.
I'm going to need your mother's cock size also.
You need to bring a blood test. We'll take blood here. We'll have someone take some blood.
We have our Mexican nurse that will do that.
Yeah, she'll take the test.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
We have your middle
name. She's quite gentle. You know, she usually only has to poke somebody three or four times to find the vein.
Fuck yeah, though, you know.
Fuck yeah, it's the right
term. I would like to fuck you all over the place. Whoever that little white dude.
Hey, motherfucker, I'm going to pop your ass just like this. Fuck yeah.
You seem like a freak, but you ain't had a freak until you really had me, because I make your legs pop.
Wow. Fuck yeah, man. All right. Sounds good. All right, so.
Well, when can I make this happen?
Well, we'll be sending the Mexican nurse over tomorrow, okay?
Yeah.
We'll about, say, 1 p.m. Does that work for you?
Yeah. Put you on the new cream.
Hello?
Cream Street 2. Put you in Cream Street 2, you know? That's the new.
God damn.
Cream Street Part 2.
Hello?
Cream Street Part 2. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, you have an apartment, one bedroom apartment.
Do I have a what?
You have a one bedroom apartment over there.
No, I have a master studio over here.
You understand what he's saying?
Does he understand what I'm saying?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah.
I was talking to someone else, you know?
Oh, okay. Excuse me.
Why were you interrupting? That's rude.
Yeah.
I would love to get you in a bed so I can addict you down some little smart ass mom.
All right, whatever. You're a smart little boy. That's what your problem is.
You know what? You need some dick in your ass. All
right, whatever. I'm hanging up on him. How long has that call been going on for?
Fucking long time.
You guys just wouldn't hang up.
Someone said that YouTube died.
Yeah, we hit the time limit. That's why I had to go there a second.
I thought I brought up the farm animals. That would be enough to get them to hang up.
I don't know.
Was so hard.
I don't know if he was still thinking we were being serious or not.
You motherfuckers are fucked up. I was like, this guy still hasn't got the fucking clue or what?
He still hasn't figured it out. What a dumbass that guy. Well, that was fun. Give me a second here. I am setting up the new video. I don't know why.
No, he actually does. You're actually on the list. I put all of them. They're not all working. I don't know why. I'm working on that today.
You have to make sure you identify yourself before you go in the chat.
Yeah, you gotta identify.
Then chat. Identify then and join the chat room, not the other way around.
Right. So, just log into the status window first.
Oh, okay. Your neck,
identify, then join the chat.
The mailbox belonging to...
Dick. He didn't answer the second time. I put him on the line with effeminate black man earlier, and he hung up. That was towards the end of that call.
Hey, Carlito.
I want to tell you to use the bathroom.
Yeah, I had an idea for a prank. Just to make a long story short, I just got done with spending a week with my wife in the hospital. You know, she had pneumonia and she was in the hospital for a week. But one of the nurses there told us a pretty funny story. There's a 7-Eleven that's about a block away from the hospital. And I guess a couple of months ago, one of the patients actually got loose and he was in his gown and he rolled his IV pack down to the 7-Eleven. Went in there and bought a 40 and a pack of cigarettes, and he hung the bag of groceries on the IV tree, and hospital security found him smoking a cigarette and drinking the 40 out in the parking lot. It would be funny to call that 7-Eleven and say that you're a patient there in the hospital, and you want to come down there and buy a 40 and some smokes, but you want them to promise you you're not going to turn them in.
Holy shit.
Ask them if they'll do a curbside delivery.
Yeah, I've got the phone number for that 7-Eleven if you wanted to try calling him.
Yeah, do that. And the funny thing is, you know, he showed up with the IV and they still sold him a 40.
And a pack of cigarettes.
And a pack of cigarettes.
Hospital security caught him smoking the cigarette.
Was he in a hospital gown?
He was wearing a gown and he had an IV and the, you know, that IV tree with the wheels, you know?
Yeah. that's awesome. Because it's not just
that's a great store staff right there.
It's not just an IV tree now. They don't just have a bag on it that you carry. They put the fucking computer, a little box on there that monitors your, you know.
The digital drip you lay for.
The digital
thing. Yeah, my wife had that for a week.
Yeah, you gotta keep it, it's gotta charge or be plugged in. I guess when I spent 6 months in the hospital back in 2011, I was hooked up to one so much, I used to hate it. If I had to walk, wanted to walk around, I had to bring this stupid thing with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got a battery on them, don't they, that lasts about half hour or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. Then it starts beeping at you when it's getting low, and then, you know, you got to go back to your room. It sucks balls. Anyway, well, I'm glad your wife's out of the hospital. That's good.
Yeah, yeah, she's doing better. She's on the mend.
Good. That pneumonia will take
that's
it out of you.
That's good news, man.
It makes you real tired. It's a long recovery. You got to recuperate for a little while, man. So,
oh, yeah.
Help her out.
Yep, yep, definitely.
Yeah, pat her on the head and tell her.
So it's gonna be okay.
Yeah. You say, that's nice, honey. When she's complaining about something, you just nod your
little
head, chicken. Smile and nod your head and be like,
Yeah, it's gonna be okay. Everything's gonna be okay.
There you go.
Tell she's a good little chicken.
Just go.
Yeah, you can eat my little chicken.
And you feed her food out of your hand like a little chicken.
I was listening to that little chicken call the other day. That was hilarious.
Yeah. And then you
Enigma sent me straight there. So we got that all set up now, Milkman.
Also, flop your boner in her face. That helps out, too.
Yeah, that was in the discharge orders.
Have husband flop boner in face.
Yeah.
All right. Sugar Daddy here in Utah. What's this now? Misty has an older boyfriend, a.k.a. Sugar Daddy, a doctor. He has no kid. He says he has no kids. Have Cross call up acting as his son and tell her to get out. Out of his way of the inheritance. Okay. Alright, Tiz Hiffy, here you go. You made me chuckle with that premise. I probably won't be able to pull it off. I've been doing nothing but laughing during the pranks all night tonight. I don't know why we've been able to have, like, the longest lasting prank calls tonight, because I'm just talking stupid shit with people.
Have you spoken to those black supremacists recently?
Hello?
Yeah, hey.
Hey.
Missy, listen, I know that you're with your boyfriend, and you have this thing with him, and it is whatever it is, but I'm his
son. Wait, I'm sorry, what was that?
I'm his son. I'm your boyfriend's son. The doctor. I'm the doctor's son.
Okay.
And I don't want any crap, because I want to get the inheritance, and I don't need you moving in and getting him to sign papers to give up my part of, any part of my inheritance.
Hold on. Okay, let's backtrack again. What are you talking about?
I'm your boyfriend's son, and I don't want you.
And who's your dad?
You know
dad?
Who it is. How many men are you sleeping with, you whore, you slut?
Wait, who is he?
I don't know.
You don't know? Yeah. Okay. So how did you get my number? And how do you know whether
my mom told me that you're the person that's with him, the doctor.
Okay. I am lost. How did you get my number?
She gave me the phone. My mom gave me.
How did your mom know me?
Because you've been sleeping with her ex-husband.
My boyfriend don't have a son.
Yes, he does to me.
And what's your name?
My name is Cross.
And how old are you?
I'd rather not say.
Rather not say? Are you in your teens?
I'm 15.
You're 15? Wow, because he's not even that old. So that would have made him...
He's not 15.
Shoot, that would have made him, young. Yeah. Like 11 when he had you.
No, he's older than that, actually.
Yeah? Well, this isn't the one. I think you got it mixed up, so
he's
I don't know how you got my number.
I
don't have a boyfriend.
Can I see your,
I'm just dating, honey. I don't have a boyfriend.
Can I see your big natural breasts?
A what?
Your big natural breasts.
I'm a big natural what?
Your big natural breasts.
My big who is this? Seriously.
This is Cross, and you're my new mommy.
No, I think you know. I think this is like something totally different because, for one, you live in Nevada.
Yeah.
So, I'm dating. So I don't have a boyfriend, but I have dated like been on Ditch the Doctor, but, like, he's way young, and I know him. Hey, where are you from? Like, where is he from? Guy that I dated, where is he from? He's a doctor, right? Your dad? Where's your dad from?
He was in a convention, and he had sex with my mom and had me.
No, where's your dad from?
Oh, Utah.
No, he's not.
Well, he was just passing through Las Vegas at a doctor's convention, and he made me with my mom, and then he moved to wherever. I don't know where exactly.
Well, he wasn't born. He wasn't born here. He was born in Switzerland, honey, and
he's older than
he's
you.
He's really young. He's not old.
Yes, he's older than you know. He's older than you know. You don't know.
Really? Because I've seen his graduate, the year he graduated. So he's a really smart guy, I could tell you that. But I know he doesn't have any kids, and I know this is a joke. And I know that you somehow know me from somewhere because you either got my number off of the
Do you ever take a shower?
Facebook?
Do you ever take a shower?
Or somewhere else. So I think you got the wrong impression on me, and I'm not a gold digger. So before you call me,
do you ever take a shower with him?
I'll enjoy dating your good looking young father that you don't have. Goodbye.
Bye. Whatever. Anyway.
That's right, little friend.
She's stupid. I don't know how she bought that for so long. I didn't have the doctor's name. That would have helped out, Tizzy Hiffy. You stupid asshole. Stupid, dumb, fucking, stupid asshole that didn't send all the information, you son of a bitch.
That woman just cool. She needs to learn how to shut her whole mouth.
Yeah. Anyway, Josh is a person who Cross needs to call up and let him know that he has a job offering for him as a stripper. All right, stripper, man, more gay. This is the gay show tonight. Everything is gay this and gay that tonight.
Where's my show?
It's a homosexual-friendly show. Wow. I got a CPAP machine, guys. It's great. It makes my back hurt. Thank you.
Yeah, how's that going?
It's going good, but the problem is I start out with a lot of pain in my diaphragm, and that from the air pressure being so high, you know, I'm breathing deeply for the first time in a long time, and then now my back's bothering me, and I don't know if it's from breathing deeply also, or it's from not moving around as much when I sleep, since I'm actually getting good REM sleep now. But I'm waking up great, man. I have energy. I feel great.
You ever wake up, like, in the morning, like, all of a sudden, like, you could never crack your neck or bowels, like, that's one of the things that starts happening when you get that rest, dude. You'd be amazed how your body will actually relax.
Actually, you should lose a little bit of weight also with that machine.
Yeah, and I got to take a big shit.
I lost a lot of weight when I took that machine on.
Look, man, how much weight did you lose? 60 pounds, was it?
Yeah, about 60, though, yeah.
Someone was saying...
You have reached Sprint voicemail box.
Who was saying there was someone...
Because supposedly when you wake up and you have that adrenaline and shit, when you wake up from not breathing, it converts all over to sugar. So when you don't have that happening, then you start losing a bunch of weight. You don't have that excess sugar.
Yeah, man. This is going
to
be...
Yeah, you know...
Body needs sleep. That's a fact. And as soon as you don't get more than 5 hours sleep, then your body goes into, like, severe, like, decline, stress mode. And it's a fact that, you know, all your body systems are affected by sleep. You know, we really do need sleep. And once you get healthy sleep, all of a sudden, you know, you're awake, you know, you're bright, you're clear on everything. And,
you're fucking,
you know, it's
just
like you got a new battery, basically. You feel like a kid again.
Yeah, I felt like a teenager again, like I felt like I did in high school. I was like, wow, man.
Yeah, I mean, you feel like you're riding around on a fucking rascal scooter. It's fantastic.
Yeah, man.
Cool. You know, I've got one too, but I haven't been able to get used to it, so maybe I'll give it another try.
Give it a try.
When I was ripping, it was just like I was like using a regular hand-propelled scooter before the rascalization. Yeah, man, it was just like a kid, man, again. Yeah.
All right, I want my rascal scooter too. I'll start using
like
mine.
I was in my 65.
Call the hover around people.
For some reason, I woke up this morning, though, and I had taken it off. Like, I woke up and I didn't have it on. At some point last night, I yanked it off my head.
Well, that's my problem.
Like, you can hit or something, right?
In the middle of the night, you were like, fuck this shit, and you fucking ripped it off.
Well that's my problem. I wake up in the morning and it's halfway across the room.
I get so tired that when I come back that I'll lay back down and I'll actually fall asleep before I get the mask back on. So what I do is keep the mask on, but just unhook the hose, dude. Just like, it'll snap. You can pull the hose off, but leave the mask on. If you do that, it's so much easier to go right back to sleep and not let that mask fall off.
I used to have to help my dad with his mask, like putting it on a fucking hook and it and shit.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean, it seems great. The only other thing is the noise isn't too bad, but it's just that back pain. But I'm told it'll go away. It'll get better. But it really killed me today, man. I was just like fucking suffering all day today.
What kind of unit do you have?
I don't know the name of it. It just goes over the nose. Nose only.
No. The box. Is it a Philips? Is it the Philips Apex? Or what is it?
I don't know. I'd have to look. I don't know. They just
how
gave
long
it to me.
Is it or how big
is it? It's about 9 inches.
I'd say it's about the size of of the first generation Sega Genesis. About that size, I'd say.
Oh, yours is kind of flat then. It's not like a shoebox then.
Maybe it's shoebox size.
Mine's not like a shoebox. It's a Philips Aflex. Yeah. Anyway, all right. Well, that's cool, man. You got a decent machine. Yeah. Now you're going to start getting results. And also, you know, not moving around like that. Also, it can make your back get sore like that, but you'll get used to it. You can actually learn to sleep on your side. Sleep on your side once you start getting used to it. But, like, just don't unhook it, man. If you get up or whatever, only snap off the hose part. And then that way, it's always staying on your face sealed. Mm-hmm. You get the best rest.
All right, cool. That's what I'm going to do. But it's my only other problem. I'm on that Ambien. I have sleeping problems, and I'm working night shifts. So it's hard for me to fall asleep during the day, so I take Ambien. And they say that it makes you, like, you can start sleepwalking or sleep driving, and I'm scared of that.
What about the sleep sex thing, dude? I mean, that could be cool. As long as it's with Dina. If it's not me, it might not be so cool.
Yeah, if it's with my downstairs neighbor, I don't think he would like that. I sure wouldn't.
Definitely don't want to head over to KDK's neighbor because there's something going on over there, man.
KDK would like that.
I'm going to get up and walk downstairs and rape the downstairs redneck neighbor.
He might be in the freezer with one of the cats. Remember that cat that was in the freezer?
Well, that's what KDK thought. He put his cat in the freezer anyway. Seriously, the neighbor, if he's listening...
Zolar talked to him. Remember Zolar got that confession out of him?
Yeah, the neighbor sleeps in the... I mean, the neighbor listens to the show. He might be listening now. He's a nice guy. Shit. He's a redneck guy. Yeah.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
He's a redneck. He's a good neighbor. Stay
I'm sorry. I like Republicans.
He could probably hear me yelling in here all the time. He probably knew about the show before he even knew about it. So that the Puerto Rican guy upstairs is yelling at the fucking computer again.
He's jumping up and down the floor in KDK's apartment, and lights and stuff are falling down, man. He's so mad. I'm emotional, damn it.
Do we want to keep doing pranks? Man, it's 2:30 in the morning. Speaking of sleep, here's some more UK numbers, and, let me look at Request a Prank first. I don't think there's anything else there. I think we got enough.
Oh, we got some new people joining the chat. Well, welcome. Just whatever's happy.
Yeah, welcome, whatever. Someone, we already did the horse-drawn carriage. I don't think they answered there. Okay, so Request a Prank is tapped out, as far as I can tell. Did we already talk to William Booty? Yeah, so here's William Bowen. William Bowen. We also got a hotel in Guam. I hear some UK shit. Are you guys still here? I feel like I've been talking shit for a while.
Get some peck peck from Guam.
Yeah, I thought somebody had that fishing string out.
Dirty Aaron dropped out. The cocksucker.
Hello.
Oh, hey. I was going to let you know. I was going to show you this.
Hello.
I'm going to show you a CPAP machine, William. I have a machine to put on your nose so you can breathe when you're sleeping.
Sorry, try again, Alan.
I got a machine for your nose.
What is it?
It's a CPAP. It goes on your nose and it blows hot air in your nose and you breathe it in. And you
no, thanks. I don't want that, thank you. Was it you that rang me 4:45 this morning?
Yeah, you can put the hose in your ass and fart and smell it.
Well, I don't see that funny, boy. Goodbye.
Oh, it's true, though.
Don't hang up.
You could do it.
You also put your penis in it.
Oh, Mo.
I don't think it's funny. I don't think that's funny. Goodbye. Thank you.
We thought it was funny.
I laughed.
Injury board warning.
The gas board.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's that?
Yeah, my name is Jonathan Winters. Who are you?
I don't care who you are. Get off the line.
No. We have a very important message for you from the Royal Service. It's regarding CPAP machines. We're trying to encourage all older gentlemen in the United Kingdom to consider using a CPAP machine.
Okay,
so that they can.
Okay, that's not. Get off the line now.
Do you suffer from sleep apnea?
I told you once, I don't want to, and get off the line or I'm ringing the police straight away, okay?
Put the hose in your ass.
This is important. Don't hang up.
I'm going.
Please don't ring the police. We don't mean harm to you.
Go where the police. Goodbye. Man, you know what I'm in the mood for? A Cinnabon. Hell yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
You get that extra frosting for 25 cents.
We should call Cinnabon.
I worked at a Cinnabon. That was my first job. Cinnabon.
Sorry we are not able to answer your call at this moment.
Yeah, they are. They're there. We just talked to them, remember? Okay. Moving right along. Let's do another UK number here. William Bradley. Big William Bradley.
William Bradley.
Billy Bradley.
Bill Bradley. Ran for president, former basketball player, professional basketball player, Democrat.
Was somewhat a good coach.
Hello?
Hey, William Bradley. I used to watch you play basketball, sir. I'd like you to sign a basketball that I have. I want you to sign it. And then I'll put it on the ground and kick it at you and hit you in the head. And then I'll say, you're out of there.
You missed that free throw in the big game 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You lost us $20 in a bet we had with our buddy Ken.
Yeah, throwing up bricks. I'll put the ball on the ground and kick it at your head and hit you.
Yeah, I had a fucking goat because of you, pal.
We're pissed off at you.
And then you'll get behind the wheel of a car thinking you're okay, and you'll have an epileptic seizure because of the head trauma, and you'll crash.
And then this guy named Artie, as soon as he sees that, he'll come over and fuck you.
He's going to shower.
What is the temperature of the water in your toilet, sir?
98. The mouth, motherfucker.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, old man. How are you? Good morning. Yes. Yes, would you like...
Sorry, who is this, please?
Would you make some porridge for me, please?
Piss off.
No, let's not be like that.
Don't be that way.
Come on.
Rude motherfucker.
That was William Bradley again. Nah, he's all talking. That was another guy, I think.
This is Kay Lover.
Maybe, you know, it's a gentleman caller.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of which, here's the Northwood.
Maybe he just had an orgasm in his sleep.
Northwood Boulevard Express, where there's a live clam outside right now. Tell them you lost something outside and try to get them to go out and look for it. All right. I'm going to tell them I left my hamboo outside. That's stupid. Hamboo.
You know that hamboo?
Looks like it's been raining in South Carolina.
Telephone number 8.
Here, we'll try it again.
Telephone number.
No answer there, unfortunately. Damn it. We had a camera feed and everything. Instead, here's Mr. William John Brereton, who lives in Wales. There you go.
They get kind of angry there in Wales, don't they?
Oh, yeah, man. That's the home of King Charles, you know?
Yeah.
Don't forget that. All right, here we go. I'll tell him my name is Charles, if he answers. Or she. It could be a she. You know. Hello, yes, my name is Charles. How are you, sir?
Good morning. What can I do for you?
Good morning, yes. I'm going to come by, and I would like you to genuflect for me and get down on one knee. I'm going to come by, and I want you to genuflect for me and... Don't look me in the eye and say, good morrow, good sir, you know?
What do you want?
I am Charles, and I'm coming by.
Yes?
I'm coming by to make an inspection of your home.
For what reason?
I want you to genuflect in front of me when I get there and then kneel down and walk by.
Why are you coming to do an inspection of the home? For what reason?
We have a bad report that this is a bad home. Bad people are here and that you're doing bad things. So I'm coming to do an inspection right now. I'll be there in 20 minutes.
You're violating the royal code.
The King of England is coming, guys. There you go.
Here, can I talk to him?
Sure. Just imagine the King of England with a white glove.
Hello?
Hello, please do not hang up. My name is Sir Roger Wickham, and I'm with the Royal Service. And we're calling because you have been found to be in violation of the royal code. So we need to come and inspect your house.
In violation of what code?
The Royal Code.
The Royal Code of what?
The Royal Code of Great Britain. Are you properly displaying
this
the Union Jack?
This is a scam. Goodbye.
No, are you properly displaying the Union Jack in your home?
You're in violation of code 369er.
Yeah, I guess it's a scam.
Just throw a bunch of niners in there. He'll fucking believe it.
Yeah.
Oh. All right, and here's what I presume will be the last number of the night. This is the Bayview Hotel Guam, where the Delmonica Kitchen and Bar is that we spoke to earlier tonight, asking if they have steak machines. Well, here we go. This is now the hotel. What did I ask for? Wasn't I asked for something weird? I wanted to put the bathroom. That's right. That was the first of the people calls that we did tonight. Yeah, and I know I have to edit the podcast. I'll get to it, man.
Yeah, you're
talking about some guy was in there fucking electrical orifice
because you had a medical device.
Yes, hi. Hi. Someone drilled a hole in the bathroom by the Delmonica restaurant, you know?
Drill a hole?
They've drilled a hole in it, and you can look inside the hole in the bathroom and look at the girls in the women's bathroom from the men's bathroom.
Are you for real?
And there was a man masturbating.
The restroom?
Yeah, and this man
the restroom in the lobby?
Yeah, and this man was masturbating, looking at it. And when I walked in, he saw me, and he gasped, and he ran out, and his erection was hanging out of his pants, and everything was flapping back and forth.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was going up and down. It was slapping him in the belly. It sounded like that when it was running out the... He had a large erection.
Call our manager. Yeah, hold on.
Oh, thank you, honey. Yes, listen, there was a man with an erection in the bathroom.
There's a male with what?
An erection.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Now?
Yes.
Okay, I'll have somebody check.
Listen, someone drilled a hole in the bathroom, and he's looking at the girls in the women's bathroom. He's looking at the women when they use the toilet. And I think he was masturbating, and he had an erection. And when he saw me, he turned around and he gasped. He went like that, and then he ran out the door, and his penis was hitting his belly, and it was because it was hard and erect, and engorged with blood, and it was making like that. He was running; it was bouncing up and down. A big penis, a hairy penis, and testicles were out and everything. His testicles were showing, and his penis and his pubic hair. Hello? Did you get all that?
Hello?
Yes, hello? 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 Can you hear me? Please stop. Please pay attention to me.
Hello?
Yes, this is serious. Why are you people laughing about it?
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. But it's here in the restroom. We'll have somebody check it out.
He had a large erection. He has his testicles and his penis and his private parts, you know, were hanging out of his pants and jumping up and down when he was running. And I could see, like, his pubic hair and everything.
Ew. Where were you, sir?
I walked into the bathroom, and he had an erection, and his pants were at his ankles. And when he saw me, he turned around when he heard me come in, and he gasped. And he was holding his penis, and he was looking in this hole that he drilled in the wall to look in the women's bathroom. And he ran away. Like, he ran away really...
And you're saying this is in the restroom in the lobby of Bayview?
Yeah, he came out running with an a large, massive erection.
When did this happen?
Oh, it was not too long ago. It was maybe 15 minutes ago. He was showing off. I think he was looking at the girls in the women's bathroom. He was looking at women.
Okay, let me send somebody to go check out the hole in the restroom.
Yeah, maybe you can go to the women's restroom, go in there, and then sit on the toilet and pull down your pants and your panties, and he might start watching, and you can catch him.
Not much.
Okay.
Like, if you go in and then sit on the toilet and pull down your little panties, you know?
I'm watching. I'm good.
You'll do that?
Is it a serious matter, or are you just joking around?
No, it's serious. I want you to sit on the toilet and pull down your panties. And then he'll be watching, and he'll be masturbating. And then you can come in and say, aha, we found you. The jig is up.
And show him your peck peck.
What?
Show him your peck peck.
Who's this?
My name is David Snoswell.
We'll have somebody check out the girl's restroom, sir.
Have a girl check it out. Have a girl check it out.
Okay.
A woman, a nice woman with natural breasts, big natural breasts.
Fuck yeah.
and a big succulent peck peck.
God damn, my dick's hard.
Nice big lips, you know?
I have an erection, God damn it.
All right, she's gone. All right, that was fun. We had so much fun.
I was going to say, you should call back, and I could tell them that my wife was in the restroom, and she noticed a hole in the stall next to her, and all of a sudden a big black penis thrust in through the hole.
Pushed in the glory hole.
Yeah.
Tom, the penis came through, and then I'm cheering with, oh, fuck yeah.
All you heard was,
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Yes. I'd like to lodge a complaint. May I speak with the manager, please?
Okay. Can you hold?
Yes. Hurry the fuck up.
Hello.
Okay. Hello. Is this the manager?
Yes.
Yes. I'd like to lodge a complaint. We were eating at the restaurant, and my wife went in to use the restroom, and she was sitting at the stall, and she noticed that there was a hole in the wall, and suddenly a big black penis came busting through the hole, and it was just dangling in her face.
Yeah.
She's horrified. We're so traumatized we can't even remember the name of the restaurant. Your restaurant. Okay.
All right. Well, we are done. Thank you, gentlemen. Joining Baz, you're out of here on your fucking ass. Cat on his fucking ass too, asshole. Bye, UK Ted. You're out of here too.
Oh, I thought if I stayed quiet, you'd forget to kick me.
Yeah. Nope. See you. Bye. Because you lied about Jim Stewart. Shut up, news. Hey, Ken, see you later. Bye. He took himself out. Milkman, stop masturbating and take us out of here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Hey, all right, man. I'm back, man. And my name told my brother that way I put that last call was just fucking up. That's a great ender, man. That was a nice call, man. That was a good one, man. Oh, yeah, man. Hey, let's get ready to roll them funky chimes. I want to thank all our friends for stopping in tonight. That's right. All of our friends right here in the madhouse. I want to especially thank you. It's Loads of Loser, our numbers hit, man. That's right, man. Thank you so much. All the tails high for our brother and Loads of Losers, girl. Hold it. Also, like to thank all our guests for stopping in tonight.
Give my perfect.
Jim Stewart, Ted Webb, and Baz, and just about everybody else in the chat room so far. Dirty Aaron, I think, too. Yeah, oh, yeah, it's pretty good. Okay, hey, man, thanks a lot, everybody, for joining in. I'd like to thank all our friends over there at Cactus and Phone Losers and on the other channel and everybody else in the other chat room and everywhere else. Thank you so much for joining in. We sure do love you, too. And I'd like to thank all our friends right there in the Mouth 98.6, the Mouth Madhouse chat. Thank you so much, man. We were loaded up tonight. I had a good time, man. Thank you so much, everybody, for helping out. And a big shout-out to our Colonel Clay out there helping us out. Thank you so much. And also like to thank you, that's right, our listeners. We do this every week for you, the most interactive show you can find right here on the internet. Tickle on your ear balls. We drop the dime. We just ask that you give us a time. Bring a friend, or better yet, bring an enemy, because they're always welcome right here in the madhouse. We do it without our fearless leader of the Generalissimo of the militia of the madhouse. What we do without him, man, our money, though. Thank you so much, man. This is a great episode, man.
All right, yay. That's
dude, it was cool tonight, man. You got me cracking up. You was laughing, having a good time, man. And I don't give a shit from freaking heck what anybody thinks, man. I enjoyed listening to you have a good time, man.
Thanks. That's audio Matt Hillock, by the way, breaking his leg.
Back home, man.
That's him.
That's the other video that they were. Oh, I didn't get the link for that. Dude, shit, I had to hurt. Anyone? Can you?
I got the video right here. I'll send it to you on Gort Milkman. You can watch it. It's funny.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Just put pop my Gort channel.
Right? Yeah, I'm gonna send it to America's Funniest Videos. It's so funny.
Oh shit!
It's better.
All right,
it's better than the time that I kicked you in the balls and I recorded it and I sent it. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you, man, because I've been wanting a copy.
All right. Well, anyway, we're out of here, everybody. Thank you for listening tonight. Thank you. Also, be sure to catch Dirty Aaron on Saturdays, as well as RBCP and, of course, Tux and the Fireside Pranks by the Fire, Fireside Chat by the Fire. You know, that's a good show, fuckers, you know.
Them kids are hilarious, man. They're doing a great job, man. Thanks a lot.
It's better than, you know, anything else that's out there on a Friday night, prank call-wise. I'd say check it out. Unless you're getting, you know, pork in your girlfriend or something. Or a girl or a boy.
I the best channel in town, man, right here, man. The best show in town to be found.
Best show in town to be found. Okay, we're out of here. Good night, everybody.